This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome in. It's time for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. After a trip down south to Punxsutawney to take on the Chucks here at Jack Hart Field, Jimmy Kelts here broadcasting live alongside my color commentary and statistician Cameron Snodgrass, and my sound engineer and producer Nick Youngs is back at the station. And we are here for the Owls Week 7 in Punxsutawney. Now, the Owls are 0-6 on the season, and their most recent game was their roughest. It was their homecoming game at home, Parkway Field, and they hosted Dubois, their Class 4A rival, and it ended up with a 55-0 victory for Dubois. Went into the mercy rule about a couple minutes into the third quarter. We'll recap that game more shortly, but we're looking forward now to this Punxsutawney team. A little bit about them. They are 0-5 on the season. They've played one last game. I believe it was their first week of the season that ended up getting canceled. And it's another team that, again, just like the Owls, is kind of struggling to find some footing. It's been a very hard, strange season, a lot of shifting and shuffling with COVID and quarantine and injuries in particular. It's been a really tough year for the Owls as far as injuries go this year. It's something that we talked about with Jeff Puglio today, which you'll hear during the coaches show. But it's unlike any year really that I've seen with this amount of injuries. But the Owls have put together another team tonight, and they feel good about coming down here on the road. A long trip down to Punxsutawney and taking one from the Chucks here on their homecoming night, and kind of repaying the favor of what happened to them last week as the marching band here takes the field. And Cam, we saw something last week early before halftime, about halfway through the second quarter. We saw Coach Puglio make a move, and he took out his starting quarterback, Elijah Fitton, and put him in at wide receiver. Now, this is something that I asked Coach Puglio about. He brought in Taylen Reese and put Fitton in the backfield and then used him in the slot a couple times as well. And it didn't seem like a move. It more than anything seemed like they were trying to spark something in the offense. Did you get that feeling as well?
Yeah. And I think what it was is Coach Puglio is trying to maximize the athletes that are on the football field. And when you get down big in a game against Dubois, I think Coach Jeff saw what needed to be done and get the best athletes on the field all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And just unfortunately, anything that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So each quarterback ended up with multiple interceptions between Fitton and Reese. One of them, I think it was one of Reese's, was an interception in the end zones. That's one where they're knocking on the door. They're, you know, in the red zone and trying to punch one in, get on the scoreboard for the first time. And it did seem like once they did make that move, the Owls did start moving the ball a little bit. Like, it did spark something, but Dubois just had an answer for everything. And again, you know, whether that has anything to do with homecoming week and nerves and all the festivities that lead up to it throughout the weekdays during practice and not during practice, you know, we don't know really what happened during that week leading up to the game and how the kids felt on the field and all that at the time. But I do know that they were very upset about the results of that game. And now they have a long road trip to Punxsutawney where I feel they think they can take one tonight from this Chucks team.
Yeah. I think they're coming down to Punxsutawney. You didn't drive 2 hours to come lay an egg. You're coming down here to win a football game. And if there's one that's been circled on the schedule for the Owls, it's most likely this game. As you mentioned earlier, both teams are having their struggles, but what's in favor of the Owls this week is Punxsutawney's pass defense hasn't been up to par. So I think it's a good opportunity that we're going to see the offense open up a bit tonight, and we're going to see what we saw last week with the when Talon came in, the Owls started shooting for the 4, 5, 6, 7 yard passes, where Elijah's used to taking the big shot, get the ball down to Dixon, and I think that's going to have to be the focus tonight, is get the ball out, use your check down guy, and keep the ball moving. You don't have to go for that home run ball
right
every single time. So we can minimize that as a team and kind of come to focus that just moving the football one play at a time, I think we'll be okay tonight.
Some shorter routes, some of the check down routes, like you mentioned, getting all the guys involved. We've seen what it looks like when Fitton is able to get Dixon and Lucas Laktash and Jared Wilmoth all involved with the ball, and that offense looks incredible when they're all firing on all cylinders, but they just haven't put everything together at the same time. Either the offense is looking great and the defense is struggling, or part of the offense is looking great, but then we have a couple of guys that just aren't getting involved. So if we can get everything firing on all cylinders all at the same time, it's going to be a good look for this Owls team as a whole. And as you mentioned, the matchup here is going to be a Punxsutawney team that struggled a little with their passing defense against this Owls air raid offense now in its second year and starting to find its footing in recent weeks, and a Punxsutawney team that, again, is going to want to run the ball, and an Owls defense that has struggled with that the past 2 weeks in a row against Du Bois and the week before that against Manitou, who put up almost 600 yards rushing on the Owls. So first, before we go any farther, we're going to talk to Jeff Puglio. Earlier, I was able to sit down and have the Coach's Show with Jeff Puglio. It's presented by Rain or Shine Towing in Bradford, the Coach's Show.
It's time for the Coach's Show again with Jeff Puglio ahead of the Owls Week 7 matchup in Punxsutawney. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So coming off the homecoming game last week at home, well, the Owls got shut out there. I know that was a disappointing loss, but homecoming week is always so busy. You know, don't want to make excuses or anything like that, but what did we see? What did we need to work on in practice that you wanted to adjust?
It's just been a constant shuffle of the lineup this year. I've never seen so many season-ending injuries in one year like we've had. It seems like every week we lose at least one or two for the year. So we're kind of stripping things down again because we're dealing with it now again, too. New offensive line lineup this week, dealing with COVID still. We're not really sure who was in and out because of quarantining. So it's just been a really long, frustrating year.
Yeah, we have been kind of up against it. I mean, you start out the season, and when you see the kids, you know, go down, and you kind of you hope to jump real quickly to, well, hopefully that's a calf cramp. And every time this past week, every time a kid went out to the sideline, I thought, boy, I don't know. That's, you know, it's been more often than not, it's been an actual injury, and you just hope that they can come back out into the game and that it's okay. So Elijah Fitton last week, we saw him come out just before halftime for Taylen Reese. But Fitton will be back under center. Well, not in your offense, but Fitton will be in the quarterback position again tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just thought Elijah needed to settle in a little bit more. You know, we watched the film a little closer and it wasn't really a lot of things he was doing. It was receivers not being in their landmarks. So he's had a really good week in practice. Just trying to get some more flow going. You know, I think there was some PIs there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you look at our stats, we've thrown like 170 passes this year, and I think we've had one pass interference against us. I mean, that's just unheard of. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah.
But so it's just trying to get him more confident and more comfortable as we keep moving week to week. And I really like the way he runs our offense.
Yeah, that's another thing I usually try not to harp on too much, especially during broadcasts. But there was a point in the game last week where we saw a ref take a flag out after what we thought was a late hit and then just put it back. And it was a really weird. I don't think I had ever seen that happen. So that's the offense. We've got a couple of guys that have been playing real well. We've got Fitton. We've got Dixon. Of course, the other producers. How about on the defensive side? I know, again, we're dealing with a lot of shuffling, but anybody you're looking to really stand out this week against Punxsy?
We're going to give a lot of young guys opportunities pretty much for the rest of the year. So it's just a matter of, you know, can we penetrate? Can we get in play on the other side of the line of scrimmage? So, I mean, it's just been a constant thing for us this year with the revolving door in the lineup. And, it's been giving a lot of guys opportunities. And we're just waiting for, you know, somebody to rise to the occasion. I guess that's kind of the way I would put it. We're getting opportunities. You know, who's going to take advantage of it?
So Punxsy, who I believe is 0-5 on the season, I think maybe they missed their week one. Their most recent game, though, was 40-21 loss to Ridgeway, put up 21 points there. And then the week before that was they were shut out. So now another team looking for their first win and another team with a shutout on their record. Now that we have one after last week, is it going to be kind of another grinded out game where we're going to see a lot of rushing offense?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see. I think their primary focus is to run the ball. They're about 70% run. So, and, you know, it's, for us, it's can we, you know, play within the rules of our system? You know, we simplified things there, just trying to get us to attack more, plug up some holes, and try to spill the ball out to our athletes on the edge and see if we can have some success with that.
Okay. Yeah, I like that, especially with all the lineup changes. And it seems like it's been hitting both the offensive and defensive line particularly hard with all the shuffling and the COVID, close contact quarantines and all that stuff. So that that's kind of been the problem the last two games anyways, I think, has been trying to get a guy or a couple of guys on the offensive line. We had Lactash at defensive end this week. I think we have maybe Nolan Gonzalez coming back this week. Is that right?
Nolan's back. Nolan was dealing with COVID issues too, so he's not at 100% with his conditioning. You know, it's just tough. It's not something you can just come back and say, all right, I'm back, I'm healed.
Right.
It takes time, and it takes a couple weeks anyways. And these kids are, you know, in the best shape of their lives. And, you know, when you see the impacts of this thing when they try to come back. So it's just been a balance of, you know, what's safe for Nolan to do, come back into practice. So it's something we definitely have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, it's a tough balance between trying to figure out who to – what positions, who's going to go into what positions, who can come back when and how quickly and how much you put on each guy. So I appreciate all the extra work you have to put in trying to figure all these things out in any regular year. You know, you got to deal with kids graduating and coming up, and then you add this into the mix and it's a whole other mess. So the Owls, again, going into Punxsy this weekend, another long road trip, looking for their first win tonight. I appreciate you joining me again, Coach, and I look forward to seeing you out on the field tonight.
Absolutely. Let's go, Owls.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Punxsutawney for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. That was the coach's show. We are just about set for kickoff. I ran a little bit longer than I was ready for, but it's a short kick. It almost looks like Punxsy might have gotten an onside here to start the game. And they have. So Punxsy comes up with a football, an onside kickoff, gets us started off.
I don't know that was an intentional onside kick. It looked like he squipped the ball, and a Bradford defender touched the ball, and Jared Wilmoth was down there and got rocked when he tried to recover that fumble. I hope the kid's okay.
It looked like a high hit there on Wilmoth, so a rough start to the game. We'll watch this first series here before we do the official intro to the game as the coaches show presented by Rain or Shine Towing and Bradford wrapped up a minute late there. And then we'll do our starting lineups after that. But here's first and 10 for Punxsutawney as they start at their own 36 yard line. Rather, it's a run to the left side, a dive good for a first down. And that's going to move the chains right away for Punxsy.
Yeah, there was just no outside contain there for the Owls. They got sucked in on the read option, and they bit down on the quarterback, and the running back just took it left right to the sideline, about 15-yard gain.
Yeah, a bit of a sweep there to the left side, and first down and then some, no problem. Gets him to about the 22-yard line. Another first and 10 here for Punxsy. Here's the snap and a draw up the middle. That's going to go towards the left side, and the Owls will bunch him up after a gain of about 6.
Yeah, one of the keys to the game that I have is on defense is they have to win the battle up front, and we just haven't seen it yet this year. And what that means is you got to shed the block, and here early, we're already seeing them rather engage. They would rather engage with the guys instead of trying to fight off these blocks. So hopefully,
second and short here for Punxsy. Now it's a dive to the right side, and he's got plenty of room. He's going to get caught up with and tackled inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they looked like Elijah Fitton came in on a blitz, and he just the wrong gap. And I think it was a well-timed blitz, too. Just the blitz was in the wrong gap, and the Punxsy running back took it to the right, to the outside, and big old gain there.
Yeah, it looked like Isaiah might have saved the touchdown there. Isaiah Fitton, number 7, came up from behind and made the tackle. Here's first and goal now from the, but I think they're up on the 1 yard line there. Not much farther behind it, if not. And a dive up the middle will get over the end zone. And before we even officially start the broadcast, haven't even hit our intro yet, Punksy is up 6-0 on the Owls. It's 10:35 left in the first quarter, and Punksy strikes first after the Owls elected to receive that kickoff. And Punksy strikes in the first minute and a half.
Really, just had a simple fullback dive right there, right into the end zone, touchdown.
There's the extra point. It's up, splits the uprights right down the middle. Punksy's up 7-0. 10:35 left in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps. WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, back at Jack Hart Field, a beautiful field here in Punxsutawney, as the Chucks go up early, 7-0 after a 1 yard fullback dive by Zeke Bennett, after Punxsy was able to recover the opening kickoff. And now the Owls will try to set up on offense for the first time. This one's another squib kick. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 25 yard line. So the Owls catch a break there, and they'll get a nice starting field position. In the meantime, how about the starting lineups brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. For the Owls tonight, Elijah Fitton will be starting at quarterback. As you heard from Coach Puglio during the coach show, there is no controversy. He brought Taylen Reese trying to mix things up, and then they looked back, watched the video, and saw, boy, Fitton really did everything right there for that Dubois game. So Fitton back in under center tonight. Ashton Smith will be the running back. Wide receivers are Lucas Laktash, Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, and Isaiah Fitton. Here's first and 10 for Bradford at the 35-yard line. Fitton takes a high snap, and it's a late handoff. And a little shuffle there at the line of scrimmage. He's able to stay up and get a second, some second chance yards, second effort yards there. Gives him a gain of almost 5.
Yeah, Ashton Smith just tried to do a little too much there. He was surrounded by gophers and trying to cut up and down the field, dancing with the stars a little bit, and lost control of the football. Luckily, the Owls recovered it, though.
So the offensive line for the Owls, left tackle Luke Kerr, left guard Landon McGarry. The center is Nellis again tonight. He's getting his third start. Right guard Vince Adada and right tackle Nolan Gonzalez. Here's Fitton dropping back. And he was looking, not sure if he was looking for Dixon or Laktash there. If it's a little underthrown, if it was for Dixon, a little overthrown, if it was for Laktash.
Yeah, it was a safe throw. I mean, there was no real separation for Laktash or Dixon. And throwing it where a Punksy defender couldn't get it. Smart throw. Nothing really transpired there with that pass.
Yeah, it looked like, I think it was for Dixon as he was running towards the sideline, and Laktash was still just running straight out and hadn't looked back yet. So here's 3rd and 5. Fitton with a screen play to Wilmoth, I believe, as he's initially made contact with in the backfield. Breaks that first tackle, tries to get to the sideline, and he's taken down back near the original line of scrimmage with a loss of 5.
Yeah, it was a little bubble screen, and Wilmoth couldn't shake the first defender and try to get away from him, and ended up putting himself in a worse situation than where he caught the football at.
Loss of 4, rather, will make it a 4th and 9 as Dalton Dixon, cap, comes out with the boot to punt it away.
I'm going to be surprised if this ball don't go 80 yards, Jimmy.
Back to the starting lineups here as the punt is up, and wow, it is booming. Inside the almost to the 25-yard line, returned across the 40 and tackled from behind by Elijah Fitton at the 43-yard line.
Oh, we were so close there on that punt, Jimmy, to getting him brought down right around the 20-yard line. And just too much speed, momentum going. And the Punxsutawney defender, just a little shimmy move, a little shake and shimmy.
Yeah.
And busted it free and got about 25 yards on the return.
Really didn't understand how Elijah made that tackle. He was kind of in the, he was jumping faster than the Punxsutawney player was running, which didn't make any sense to me. Got down from behind, though. Here's a handoff on first and 10 for the Chucks, and it's a gain of about 6 yard lines, gets to midfield.
Yeah, the defensive line just got pushed back right there. They got pushed back 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, defensive line has been getting muscled around here for the last couple weeks, and so far no different here tonight in Punxsy. Here is second and 4 for the Chucks. And that should be a false start on Punxsy, and I think that's the call that was signaled here, and it is. So the starting lineups we're still in the middle of for our defensive side, brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ER18 VP Real Estate. The defensive ends, Landon McGarry and Lucas Laktash. Defensive tackles, Nolan Gonzalez and Vince Adada. Our outside linebackers, Dalton Dixon and Brett Thompson. Our middle linebackers, Elijah Fitton and Ashton Smith. Our cornerbacks, Jared Wilmoth and Caleb Shenfield, and our safety will be Eric Himes and Isaiah Fitton will be in there as well. And here's Bennett again on another run, and that one should get at least 5 yards, maybe 6, back up to midfield.
Our defenders came in. We had them stop in the backfield. We just not great tackling right there. And want to see if we can – these are the things that are controllable, Jimmy, that – if we can minimize the mistakes, then it's a different football game. I mean, different way that we've been playing all year. Yeah. So hopefully we can settle down.
Third and 4 for Punxsy. And before the snap, we get a bunch of the Chucks looking over to the sideline. 10 seconds still on the play clock, so they have time to double check with coach here. Reset. Send a man over to the side here. And a run right up the middle is good for a first down. And then 6 yards on top of that as they get into the 41-yard line.
Yeah, just a simple, quick dive for the running back. And another thing that we're seeing is they're trying to go for the football. Looks like they're trying to win the turnover battle early. It looks
as opposed to just go for that tackle.
Yeah.
So first and 10, 41-yard line, a handoff to the right side. It's Bennett. He's going to try to get to the sideline and turn upfield. The stiff arm as he goes out of bounds at about the 35.
Yeah, it's looking. I think we're going to – Punxsy's going to be setting up the play action here soon to try to hit a shot deep because Bradford's going to have to get another man in the box. There's no other way around if you want to stop the run.
So second and 4 here again at the 35-yard line, and it's a pass out of the backfield and cuts in right at the hash mark and gets his first down to about the 26-yard line.
And the Owls are doing a good job of getting in position to make the plays. They're just not capitalizing on that, not demonstrating that they can do that. So hopefully we can see some magic happen.
Yeah, preventing the big play but not collapsing in fast enough to stop the first down yardage here. So here's Bennett again on a carry to the left, breaks the tackle, and will fight for some extra yardage here. I think he was a bit shy of the first, but it'll be close.
That was a good physical run.
Yeah, a bit of a Bennett, truck yeah. stick there right before, right as he was getting to the sideline. And it was enough for a first. That'll move the chains as Punxsy will set up at the 18-yard line for a first and 10. And the Chucks having no problem here, just running downfield. He'll be a pass, and it's going to be intercepted by the Owls. It's at the 20-yard line and brought down as 26 holes in the interception. We'll check the Brett Thompson holes in the interception.
That was a perfectly timed blitz for a pass, and kudos to Coach Jeff on that because they hit the quarterback in the middle of his throw and kind of left a duck up in the air for Brett Thompson to pick it off. So great job on the defense there to hold the ground. That's the turnover. That's what we're looking for.
And that's an excellent that they have only tried the one throw. And as soon as they tried it, they made him pay for it with a turnover. So here's Fitton to Dixon on first and 10. And he's going to get a gain of about 2 yards.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to get Dixon involved in the game, get the blood going for everyone. And this is what I wanted to see. nice little deke and dunk plays, and then you take your shot. So Elijah's doing everything right now.
Yeah, and call that 3 yards, actually, not two, as they set up at the 26-yard line. So Fenton will have double twins, two receivers on either side, and one man in the backfield with Ashton Smith. Takes the snap, drops back, looking for Dixon again. It's bobbled easy, almost catches it with one hand on the sideline, but can't quite haul it in.
That ball had to come out a little quicker than what Elijah wanted to. The defensive end for Punxsutawney came in on a blitz. Well, he's an outside linebacker, came in, showed blitz, and got around the left tackle and was in Elijah's face before he was ready to make the throw.
Almost had a bit of an Odell reception there for Dixon. But instead, we have a 3rd and 7. Fenton sets up in the backfield all alone. Takes the snap, drops back, rolls out to his left, and he's got to air it out. It's intercepted by Punxsy. Did he bring it down inbounds? We'll wait for the official word from the ref, and it looks like they have ruled it an interception.
Yeah, Elijah tried to roll to the left for the folks at home. He tried to roll to the left and throw across his body against tight coverage, and you're never going to win that battle.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. He had five chucks around him, so not a well-advised throw there. You kind of just take that one, take the loss on that. So setting up Punxsutawney deep in the Bradford territory.
Punxsutawney 1st and 10 at the 35. It's a handoff to Bennett again, and he's just following his blocker across the 30-yard line. There's a flag on the play as he just runs all the way inside to the 10-yard line.
And he was running past that out of bounds. Looked like he was running home.
And you're going to hope for a holding here on Punxsutawney to bring that one back. We'll see what the flag is, and holding on Punxsutawney will negate that run by Bennett and bring them right back out of the red zone.
The Owls dodged a bullet right there because that set them up extremely deep inside the 10. So,
It'll replay 1st down, and it'll set them up at the 36-yard line for a 1st and 11. And here's the handoff on a bit of a reverse, turning upfield again and getting inside the 20 before dragged out of bounds. Is I believe Kunstelman on the run there?
Yeah, we're gonna see a flag here for either unnecessary roughness or late hit. I can't tell who it was, what Bradford defender, but he tackled him about 10 yards out of bounds.
So the Owls will be. Punxsutawney already had the 1st down in tow there as they traveled back inside the red zone. Only took them one play after the penalty to get most of that run back. Yeah, and it's an unsportsmanlike on the Owls. And that's going to move Punxsutawney to the 10-yard line, half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, I think that was frustration there on the defense by the defender.
Well, it sets up Punxsutawney on a 1st and goal, 10 yards out, and looking to go up by their 2nd touchdown. Still 7-0. Punxsy's up with 5:38 left in the first quarter. Here's a run right up the middle and drags the Owls defenders inside the 5 and across the goal line. It's a touchdown for Punxsutawney. I got to believe that was Bennett again on the carry.
Yeah, the line just got manhandled there, and Bradford called the blitz again to try to stuff the line of scrimmage, but it just looks like Punxsutawney's line is too powerful for the Owls.
So that was a 10-yard run. And here's your point after touchdown attempt. The PAT is down. The kick is up, and it splits the uprights again as Punxsutawney takes a 14-0 lead here over Bradford on their homecoming night. And the Owls need to find an answer for this Punxsutawney offense. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Let's go Owls from Toji Substation, where cash is king. Get 10% off everything when you pay with cash at Toji Substation. For over 40 years, serving all your homemade favorites on fresh Italian bread and rolls, and the best pizza in town. Don't forget their Buck a Beer special and a huge selection of craft beers. Toji Substation, 40 years of great food, fast service, family fun, and now 10% off everything when you pay with cash. Cash is king at Toji Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports in Punxsutawney, who just went up by their 2nd TD. It was Bennett again, this time from 10 yards out. The extra point is good, and it makes it 14-0 over the Owls. Punxsy getting ready to kick off. Their first two kicks here tonight have been a squib kick. The first one, which goes for kind of an unintended onsides. Here's another squib. Rolls across the 40. Bounces out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Might be time. I know it worked out very well for them the first time, but the last two times it's traveled right out of bounds.
Yeah, they're just trying to catch them offside or catch them off guard and try to get a quick fumble recovery. Punxsutawney is in the same boots that the Owls are. They're winless. They're going to pull out everything to try to get the win. So
yeah, the Owls will set up again at the 35-yard line for a first and 10 as Finn will have trips out to the left, three receivers, one out to the right. Now we'll send a couple in motion. Ashton Smith is in the backfield, and now he goes to a split backs formation. So now there's two receivers to the right and one to the left. The Owls traveling from right to left on your radio. It's a handoff up the middle to Smith. And, rather it was Laktash, the other man in the backfield. And it's going to be a no gain, bring up second and 10.
Yeah, they tried to catch him off there with changing formations, audible and out of it. But if you're not going to win, if you're not winning the battle in the trenches,
Which they haven't on either side,
no,
offensive or defensively. So now a second and 10, might have got a not quite a yard there. Looks like they're up a couple inches from their last setup. And here's Fitton drops back, and it'll be thrown out of the backfield. A nice little wheel route there, and a gain of about 9.
Yeah, that was a good play design there. I like it. I like what the Owls' offense can be with when they have the right mindset coming into the drive, and we're seeing it right now. And I like this play calling right now, like putting the running back, putting who you don't expect to catch the pass, having him out, and right there, the middle of the field's wide open, and that's going to be where Bradford can win this game.
Yeah, that was Ashton Smith coming out of the backfield there for a 9-yard, brings up a 3-1 at the 44. And Fitton, I believe, on the keeper there, should have enough for the first down, and that will move the chains as he gets to the 45-yard line.
That's a good morale booster, getting the first down. Get that off.
That's their first conversion.
Yep. Yeah. So get that pressure off their chest. Now come out, play football, and do it like we have seen weeks 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to prove to yourself more than anything that, hey, we are able to move the football. We've done it. We've put up points. Just last week there was a shutout, but you know, you gotta wipe that from the memory. Here's another keeper for Fitton, and he's off and running, breaking tackles and dragging guys across the 50 to about the 45-yard line.
So what's good about this, Jimmy, is eventually Punxsutawney is going to have to put a QB spot on Elijah, which is going to take away a coverage player. So, and that's going to open up the pass and more. So, I like this drive right now. I like it a lot.
So, another second and one situation here. See, I will set up at the 45-yard line in Punxsy territory. Fitton takes the snap, looks out to his right. He's got a man there. It's Isaiah Fitton for a first down and a few extra as he gets inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, good little out route, five and out by Isaiah, brother to brother connection. Get the first down, keep the chains moving, and they got to remain positive. And I think that's what this drive is doing, Jimmy, is keeping them in the right mindset. You can win this game.
Yeah, a slow, methodical drive, positive yardage, first down. Here is first and 10, Fitton with a quick snap out to Wilmoth, and he's across for a first and more, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Owls, Jared Wilmoth on the 37-yard touchdown.
Beautiful play call by Zitnik. Great, there's your shot. You're setting the defense up for failure by moving the ball around, keeping it across the whole gridiron, and then boom, take your shot right there. That was a beautiful, beautiful play call by Zitnik.
So the Owls cut their deficit for now to 8, and we'll try a point after to see if they can get it down to 7. Abby Nuzzo is in for the extra point. The put down is up. The kick is good. Splits the uprights. And Abby Nuzzo punches one in to make it 14-7. Punxsy leads the Owls with 3:32 left in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming off the Owls touchdown, it was a 37-yard strike from Elijah Fitton to Jared Wilmoth. A bit of a screenplay that Wilmoth just took the rest of the way. And then Abby Nuzzo punches in the extra point to make it 14-7. That makes a winner of a free dinner special from Toji's Family Restaurant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes for Ann Bainey. Ann Bainey was our first quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls getting ready to kick off. We draw four names each week, two from each location, Toji's Family Restaurant and Toji's Substation. If the Owls score in your quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here's Abby Nuzzo with the kickoff. It's a bullet inside the 20-yard line to about the 17. The return man is across the 35 and the 40, and he picks up a block. He's got Abby Nuzzo to beat, and he does. The 20, the 10, and it's a touchdown Punxsutawney on the kickoff return. And I believe that was Angel Gonzalez on the return. It was. So a 83-yard kickoff return for Angel Gonzalez and Punxsutawney.
Yeah, the kickoff team wasn't in the right position on that kickoff and kind of bit them. They looked like we only had three Owls players on that side of the field covering the kick.
Not how the Owls wanted to come back out of their first touchdown. And the extra point is good. It makes it 21-7. Punxsutawney leads. Only took a few seconds off the clock. 3:20 left in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Jack Hart Field in Punxsutawney for Bradford Owls football, and the Owls get their first TD of the game. It was a nice drive, a sustained drive where they marched downfield, ran a little, threw a little, ends with a touchdown, and then in the ensuing kickoff is returned 83 yards to the house by Angel Gonzalez for a Punxsutawney TD. So it's 21-7, and Punxy will now kick off to the Owls. And it's another squib across midfield. Bounced and jumped on top of at the 40-yard line. Punxy almost got that one back, too.
Yeah, they're pulling everything out of the book here. They want to get up on the Owls team, so they're going to be trying anything. Good job by the Owls. Did take a weird bounce right at the end, though. I didn't think we were going to get it. I thought it was going to bounce right back to...
It kind of bounced straight up there. You either got to get a couple extra bodies in that area of the field, because you know it's not going deep, or you gotta get to that ball faster, because that one almost goes back to Punxsutawney, and for the second time today. And we've got a penalty, some sort of penalty on the kickoff, and Punxsutawney's gonna re-kick, set up at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call was.
I don't know if we're going to see it.
I didn't even see a flag.
Yeah, there was no flag on the play. They aren't issuing any sort of penalty. They're set up at the same spot. They set up at the 40. They're set up at the 40 again. It was caught about 20 yards from the spot that they kicked it off from, so it was plenty long. So, I don't know, very confusing.
The referees just didn't like the kick, I guess. They said redo. We don't like that.
Oh, we're doing that again.
I don't know. This, a lot of weird referee interactions for the Owls.
Yeah, last couple weeks in particular. So here is another Punxsutawney kickoff. And this time it's bulleted to the back of the end zone. They got him on that one. It does not roll into the end zone. And he's going to have to pick it up, Isaiah Finn, to return this. He's smacked inside the 10-yard line and brought down at about the 6.
Yeah, Bradford was playing checkers, and apparently Punxsutawney's playing chess. So they had the 2L receivers up about 30 yards, and Punxsutawney just booted it over their head.
Yeah, they set everybody up there ready for another squib, and Punxy just booted it straight down. I mean, it didn't need any hang time because there was nobody back there. Isaiah Fenton had to run back about 20 yards to get to that ball. It almost went in the end zone. It was about 2-3 yards away from the end zone, but didn't roll in, so he had to pick it up and bring it back out. He got smacked at about the 8-yard line. And now the Owls set up deep in their own territory. In fact, as we speak, Fenton is standing in his own end zone.
They just need to take a deep breath and worry about getting the ball about 5 or 6 yards so they get a little bit of breathing room.
So Fenton's got trips to the left and two receivers to the right. He's going to look immediately to the right, and a nice move breaks a man free and gets up to about the 10-yard line. So that gives him a little bit of room. Jared Wilmoth with a gain of about 6 yards.
And that's all you want right now. Now you have a little bit of breathing room. Not a lot, Jimmy. Just a little bit. But it's enough to make you feel a little bit more comfortable. You're not staring at the goal line.
Second and manageable from the 10-yard line. Just trying to get 4 or 5 yards for a first down. And Fenton now is set up at the 5 rather than in the end zone. So he's got a man in the backfield with him and trips out to the left. He's looking that way to the left, and a wheel route to Ashton Smith. He gets across the 20 for a first down for the Owls to the 22-yard line. Does Ashton Smith go?
Yeah, perfectly executed play call. The New Boys defenders were playing a soft defense, waiting for the deep pass because, sure, they watched film on the Owls, and they just pulled the running back out, hit him in a little wheel route, and here we are looking at the first down.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of these wheel routes up into tonight, and that might be on purpose, as you mentioned, trying to fool kind of the teams that they've showed on film. And now here's a dive, a bit of a late handoff to Smith up the middle, and that's going to be a short gain.
Yeah, it looked like he tripped over his own feet there when he was running, but probably was the best situation because you had that Punxy player coming in hot.
Full head of steam, does go down pretty quickly, but does pick up 2 yards on the play to bring up a 2nd and 8. And Fenton and the Owls continue to get downfield. Remember, they were set up at their own 3 or 4 yard line, and now at about the 22-yard line. Fenton drops back, and it's a beautiful pass. But his brother Isaiah Fenton is hit from behind as soon as he catches it, and it pops right back out.
I like the play call right there because Isaiah was open for a brief moment.
Yeah,
those are the passes, though, Jimmy, that you want to see. You don't want to see those little long, drawn-out throws, the slow throw. You want to see a rocket or a bullet right there. And a little bit of a different story if he can get the ball there quicker to Isaiah. I think he can secure the ball.
Well, he had the ball. It came back out when the defender hit him in the back. Fenton now will set up with trips out to the right. And one receiver to the left. Smith with him in the backfield on his right side. Awaits the snap. Takes it. Hands it off to Smith. Smith's got a beat man, and he does. But another comes up and wraps him up right in the backfield for a no gain. And the referees are saying that's a fumble, though it looked like it came out very late.
Yeah, it looked like he hit the ground and then just dropped the ball when he was spinning around. I don't know that that's a fumble.
I'm almost positive it isn't, but Punxy offense is going to set up here.
We need to call New York to get an explanation because this one doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, he was down. He rolled. He was tackled as he was rolling out. So when he went down, he rolled, and he rolled over and left the ball there. So don't know how that gets called a fumble, but that's going to be a loss of a couple on 1st and 10 for Punxy. Boy, it's tough when you're playing against the refs as well.
Yeah, that was just not a good call at all. I don't, and he had a perfect view. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
I got no words.
Obviously, we're farther away than they are, and I usually give them the benefit of the doubt, but that one looked didn't look like a hard call to make. So here is second and 13, looks like, for Punxsutawney. They're set up at the 25-yard line in Bradford territory. And it's going to be the snap handoff to Gonzalez, or Bennett, rather. And Bennett's going to get a gain of about six, seven yards to about the 20-yard line.
I think Ray Charles could have made the right call there. I'm just not happy about it. I don't think that was a great call on the field.
It was it hurts if it results in a score here, and Punxsy is real deep into Bradford territory. It's third and seven at the 30, and there's a flag before the snap.
You got a false start on number five here for Punxsutawney. Jumped when the quarterback was going through his cadence.
So the Owls will now put their defense in a fourth and long situation, which is going to be starting the second quarter as time ticks off on the first here. But Punxsy's going to be backed up a fourth and long. They are in Bradford territory, so it should be interesting to see what their play call is, and knowing that they're not going to punt it away if they don't get it. So we'll see exactly what Punxsy draws up and what the Owls are set to do on defense. When we come back with the second quarter, Punxsy leads the Owls 21-7 here at the end of one. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, you receive nationally recognized, innovative, and personalized care in Bradford, Pennsylvania, without the hassle of driving to a major city. Experience for yourself the convenience of office visits, diagnostic ultrasounds, and procedures in the comfort of our state-of-the-art facility, all under one roof. For over 16 years, Dr. Tejera has specialized in the treatment of complex artery and vein disease. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, patients know they aren't just a number in a computer. They're names and faces of real people we work together with to achieve a better quality of life. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We actually just now got to the end of the quarter. I can't explain it to you. It was a bit of a mess with the penalty and the way that the clock was being handled. Both teams kind of retook the field, but without swapping sides. And then before they got the snap off, we get to the end of the quarter. And now officially the teams take to the sideline and they'll swap sides of the field. So it makes sense. You know, I guess it just makes sense is what I'll say without going any farther into it. The Owls are trailing 21-7 to start the second quarter. And what have we seen so far, Cam, that you want to see more of? And is there anything specific that you would like to see an adjustment?
I'm going to harp on the defense real quick, because they have to win that battle up front. I don't think four guys is going to do it tonight to stop the run. Punxsutawney knows the weakness. They're exploiting it. They need to bring another man up in the box. I don't know how they can survive the rest of the game without having that fifth man on the line.
Yeah. And we've seen, the Owls pounced all over one pass for an interception because Punxsutawney made the decision to throw. Now, if you can force Punxsutawney to throw, you have a much better chance of repeating that success. So I agree. Putting a fifth man on the line, or now we're moving.
There's a full moon change somewhere, right?
So the ref had the ball set up in the wrong spot there, is what that was, by the way, and just moved the ball to the correct location before the snap, thank goodness. So third and 13 from the 25-yard line, Punxsutawney, following what was called a fumble on the field and then a couple of short gains. Here is Bennett on the run, and he's caught in the backfield by Elijah Fitton, and that'll bring up a fourth down.
That was a first down saving tackle.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because there was no one else. Between him and the first down line, there was no one else there. I don't believe it was a touchdown saving tackle. I think we get Owls there, but definitely a first down saving tackle. So great work by Eliza to get the shoestrings.
So fourth and 11, just outside the 22, 23-yard line. And it looks like Punxsy is just going to go for it. They're not going to try to kick one. They're deep enough into Owls territory that they don't mind just turning over the ball here if they have to. And they will have to as the pass falls incomplete. And the Owls will take over at the 22-yard line. So that, thank goodness, that call for the fumble doesn't result in extra points for Punxsy.
Yeah, and what the Owls need to do here is they need to take the game into four sections. Quarter one, two, three, four. They lost the battle in quarter one. They need to come out and win quarter number two.
Yeah.
Take the momentum into halftime because you want to come out. You're on defense in the second half, so you have to win the second quarter.
Well, I think that last series was a big one for the Owls defense as they were struggling with the Punxsy. Obviously, one team came from one score came from special teams. Here's first and 10 for Fitton as he tries to get over to Smith and it falls incomplete as Fitton takes a hit in the backfield. But they were struggling. One of the touchdowns comes from a kickoff return, but they were struggling to stop that rushing offense. And then they get that call for a turnover there for the fumble. And Punxsy takes over deep into Bradford territory. They end up coming away with a turnover on downs. I mean, that's a good way to start the second quarter.
Yeah, and it's good for the mindset, too, for the young kids. So hopefully remain positive. I'll keep saying that every week. Remain positive and do your job.
So Fitton with split backs here. And then two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. The Owls now switching fields and moving from left to right on your radio. Looking for Isaiah Fitton, and it just goes over his head to bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, I don't know that the Punxsutawney's playing good coverage right now. They're playing all over the receivers, and they're playing man. So if you're going to see this, you got to kind of take a shot with Dixon here, you'd think, right?
That's what I would go to. Yeah, we've seen Dixon win a lot of 50-50 balls and burn a lot of man-on-man coverages. So I think they're wanting to build just a little bit of momentum, and we'll see. There's a flag, and it's going to be an offsides on Punxsutawney. So won't be enough to move the chains, but it'll put it in a much more manageable situation on third down.
You kind of wonder if they're going to go to the wheel route again with Ashton, because that's been open all night so far, at least in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was their most successful play was getting Ashton out of the backfield. And before anybody picked up coverage on him, they just hit him on the wheel route. They're looking for a screen play to Dixon, and that one just goes long towards the sideline, brings up a fourth and 5. And you got to believe the Owls are going to punt it away here.
Yeah, I think there was confusion there on the play call.
It was far enough off that I think there was some confusion.
Yeah, because I think Elijah wasn't anticipating to have to throw the ball to Dixon right there.
Yeah, it looked like they're either somebody was just set up in a wrong spot. Fitton was either aiming for a spot and somebody hadn't set up there, or so there was some sort of miscommunication. But Dixon is now out to punt it away. It is up, gets across midfield. A nice, another booming punt. Takes a bounce at the 30. Fairly Bradford friendly. Doesn't get too far, but to about the 27-yard line is where Punxsy will set up here. And if the Owls, again, can come up with a good stop again like they did on that last series, now all of a sudden they're winning the field position battle as well.
And I'm not going to have breaking news, but you cannot let Punxsy score right here.
No.
You cannot.
21-7 early in the second quarter. You can keep it a close game. 2:52 left before the half. Speaking of the second quarter, that brings up our next contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Here in the second quarter, it's Lisa Miller. We already have one winner tonight, Ann Bainey. Now Lisa Miller's up. Here's the run for Punxsy, and it's going to be positive yardage for about 6 or 7 yards. Actually, it might be more than that. No, it's going to be about 7 yards. So it'll bring up a 2nd and 3.
Yeah, and that's – I didn't see anyone fill the gap there, that B gap where the running back came running through. They need to be able to do that.
Kind of been the spot where we've been hurting the most. Here's another run into the same area, and this one is going to get across for a first down and to the 40-yard line. So another gain of about 7 yards.
For the folks at home, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, the A, B, C gap, The A gap's going to be around the center, and the B gaps are going to be where the guards are. And then your C gaps is anything outside of that. And they're not really hitting the B gap hard.
Kind of in between the guard and tackle.
Yep.
Is where we're getting. And here's some in the backfield, some contact, and that one's going to be dropped for a loss. But there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, I wonder what.
And another one.
Uh-oh. Someone said something.
Yeah, you got to imagine at least that second one was probably on an owl, as there was an owl walking away and the ref just kind of following. So if that was on the owl, you assume the first one probably was too. So yeah. The play itself would have been a loss of about a yard or so. And now we have personal foul on the owls. And
unsportsmanlike.
Unsportsmanlike on the owls. So, yeah, we called that one. Makes it a first down for Punxsutawney by quite a bit.
Yeah, that's going to – those are penalties that can stack on top of each other. So,
and at this point, I mean, I know it's early yet, but I speak for myself. It's going to set Punxy up at the 30-yard line in Bradford territory. I kind of understand why the Owls might get a little chippy towards the refs at this point in the game. Yeah. So now we're in a similar situation to where we were after that last turnover with Punxy setting up at the 30 and a trick play, but he's wrapped up in the backfield for a loss. And that's Ashton Smith with a big tackle, loss of 3.
That, you know, the last two runs, other than the personal foul, which I don't know what the personal foul was. I didn't see anything egregious that last play, but they got penetration the last two plays. So I'm going to shut my mouth when talking about filling the gaps because they did just that those last two plays.
Ashton Smith came up big on that last one. Gets it's actually more like 4 yards, brings up a second and 14, making a bid for the collision of the game as well. Here's second and 14 and another one as the Owls bunch him up after maybe a short gain, not much past the line of scrimmage there. And the Owls all of a sudden are winning the battle at the line.
You know what? They just needed me to scream at them from the booth.
I don't know if they heard you, Cam.
You know what? Nothing's impossible.
That's true.
So you don't know what I'm capable
of. We'll give it to you.
Yep.
We'll give it to you. You said it. You got to put it out there. You got to ask in this world to receive. And ask you did, and the Owls have now come up with 3 consecutive stops on running plays. You take out that penalty, and it's 4th and long right now. In Punxsutawney territory. Instead, we've got a 3rd and long in Bradford territory and a run up the middle by Bennett. And he is going to fight his way across. It's enough for a first down and then a couple extra on top of that. Boy, the Owls were so close.
Yeah, that's just a dagger right there. That stinks. That was
rough
a good run
there. 16-yard gain for Bennett and sets up a first down at the 18-yard line. Punxsutawney back in the red zone and setting up is Moore, their QB. Here is the run off to the left side. It's Bennett again, breaks a tackle, gets into the 10, and then gets walloped at about the 7-yard line by Isaiah Fitton.
Yeah, he is a physical runner, this Mr. Bennett. He is not afraid to lower his shoulder.
Misspoke. Seth Moore is their backup QB. They've got Noah Weaver in right now. As Punxsutawney sets up, the clock ticks under 8 minutes left in the first half, and Punxy sets up just shy of the first down line at about the 8-yard line. And the snap goes wild, but the play is waved dead.
What do we got going on here?
I don't know. Pretty convenient time to stop the play. Let's see what the call is.
What do we got?
It was just before the snap, so it'll either be an offsides or a false start. You got to wonder which side moved first, as I'm in a bit of a bad vantage point from this area. Hmm. And the refs still haven't gotten anything together here. Okay, so there was no penalty.
Okay.
So they just waved off the wild snap, and they just stopped the play after the wild snap, and they'll just reset up on 2nd and short. 2nd and short. And it's a loose ball. The Owls might have jumped on top of it.
They got it.
They do. The Owls get their 2nd takeaway of the night as Weaver was trying to, on the keeper there, get up
threw for the touchdown on a second and goal situation and loses the ball. Bradford comes up big with their second takeaway.
What kind of sound does an owl make?
That's a whoo, whoo.
Anytime they do great things, I'm going to start saying whoo, whoo. I think so.
I'll just answer with whoever did it. That one particular was Lucas Lactash, I believe. Now we've got Fitton guns it across to Wilmoth. And the pass is complete to about the 9-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6 yards.
That was a bullet. Came in hot.
Yeah, quick Favre-like pass. Brings up second and four. Trying to get to that 14-yard line for a new set of downs. Fitton takes the snap and looks out to his left. He's going to air it out to Dixon. He's got a race to get to the spot, and it's just overthrown as Dixon can't quite get there in time.
Right play call, right time, not executed properly.
Yeah, just a little bit overthrown there. Dixon, I think you give him – I don't know if Fitton was rushed there. I kind of looked away just as he was getting ready to throw. But boy, if he has another second – Dixon's got that.
They sent out a quarterback 40, blitz.
45.
Look at the safety. He's coming up, so he's playing the...
Fitton this time finds Lactash, and he's across for the first down. And they're going to pile up on him at about the 15-yard line, but that will be enough to move the chains.
Who are you going to call? Lucas Lactash.
Yeah, Lactash has had a few moments here in the season. He's missed a couple of games here and there, but when he's on the field, he can be a difference maker. There is 6:40 left in the first half. The Owls get their first and 10 at the 19-yard line in Bradford territory. Fitton with split backs, sends a man in motion. It's Wilmoth, and he's going to hand it off. And what, Fitton didn't take the snap there, so Fitton actually received a handoff. I don't know who took the snap. But it's going to be a gain of, I think, a gain of about 5.
Yeah, we're going to call that a run. I couldn't see that far if it was a little like a touch pass. We'll so call that a run, but great play call.
There were three men in the backfield, and they were lined up as if it was split backs, and I didn't see who took the snap. You just assume it's Fitton, but it was not. He collected a handoff. So Fitton does take this one and drops back, and he's got a complete pass. It's going to be real close, I think just shy of the first down line.
Oh, that's Talon Reese is in at quarterback.
So who was that pass to?
That, I think that was to Elijah. Did we have a first down? Because the first
down marker. It's real close. I know it's very close to the first down. Now they have second up past the marker, and now they'll move the chain. So it will be a first and 10.
What are we going to call that there? That was a 5-yard pass? Looked like, right?
Yeah, that was passing. And it sets him up at about the 28-yard line for a first and 10. And, yeah, that is Reese back there with Fitton in the backfield. And Reese, Fitton out to his right, and then double twins, sends Lactash in motion from left to right, looks out to his right, trying to get it to Fitton, but it's intercepted. It's overthrown and intercepted, and it'll be a walk-in touchdown for Punxsutawney. Boy, and that kills a little bit of momentum that the Owls had been building there as Reese is trying to get Fitton out of the backfield on a bit of a wheel route, and it just floats over Fitton's head. And when it's intercepted, there is absolutely no one there to catch up to that Punxy defender. And they'll take a 27-7 lead with a point after touchdown to kick.
And that's a pass that you have to bowl. You can't float a ball like that. And I get the – it's a freshman mistake. He tried to have more touch than speed to it. But in a situation like that, you got to bowl at that pass. You don't want to leave up a gift for the Punxsutawney defense, and that's what Talon did. He'll shake it off. He's a smart young kid.
So it makes it 28-7 with 5:24 left in the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We've got about 5.5 minutes left in the first half, and Punxsutawney takes an interception to the house there for another touchdown, makes it 28-7, and takes a 3-touchdown lead. Punxsy will kick off from right to left, and let's see who Punxsy's got kicking tonight. It looks like 83 Cameron Powell as their kicker. And it's going to be another squib. Touched at the 35, and we've got Fenton trying to dive on top of it. He finally does get, or Dixon rather, finally dives on top of it at about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, that ball kind of rolled around on Dixon. It was very slow motion right there. Very slow motion.
So, yeah, it's a tough kick to deal with. We've seen them get it back once. They almost got it back a second time. They had to re-kick it once for we don't know why. Been a lot of weird, you know, there's been a lot of weird. Here's first and 10 for the Owls at the 33-yard line. And Reese over the top.
No, I completes think Fitton's a pass. In. Oh, yeah, it's Reese again. Okay.
Completes a pass and gets to about the 40-yard line. So that brings up a second and very short, second and about two. And Reese will be alone in the backfield with trips out to the left and two receivers to the right side. He gets the snap. He airs it out to Wilmoth, and it's intercepted at the 44-yard line. As that one goes over Wilmoth's head and straight into the Punxsy defender's hands, he looked up to a gift and comes away with another interception. Goes out of bounds at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, they're trying to force the ball downfield there. Talon had a little too much touch on that pass, and it had too much arc, and overthrowing the receiver with a little too much arc. That gives time for the Punxsy defenders to get underneath the pass and intercept it.
So the Chucks will take back over at the 44. Got the ball back there with no time taken off. It's 4:48 left in the half. And Bennett gets bunched up in the backfield, and he pops out the ball. But the Chucks, I think, got back on top of it.
I think we have a flag on the field, too. Looks like they're going to get it offsides. I think Elijah jumped it just a bit too early.
Boy, you hope so, because he was back there real quick. Untouched, it looked like, but that would explain it.
Oh, he picked it up. What do we got? Oh, hold. That's going to be declined. All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Wow. So the holding's declined. I'm not sure why. Oh, the Owls must have recovered that fumble. It looked like Punxsy jumped on top of it, but they're setting up the Owls first and 10 at the 32-yard line. So the Owls with a fumble recovery there to maybe change their fortunes right after the interception.
Talon's back in again. Shake it off, young kid.
So Reese will set up. He's got Wilmoth and Isaiah Fitton on the right. He's got Elijah Fitton in the backfield with him. And he'll hand it off to Fitton. Fitton will muscle his way. Spin move, gets across, and heads for the sideline at the 25. Makes a move at the 20 and goes out of bounds. Enough for a first down there by Elijah Fitton. What a nice run by that young man. And that's why you're putting Reese in the game and trying to get Fitton with a little bit of space, because he can make some moves.
Yeah, he runs.
Yes.
He runs.
Yes, he does.
He runs. I don't. That was a great run.
I mean, that was fun to watch. A nice spin move there, and then a little juke as he's going to the sideline. Springs open for a first down, first and 10 at the 21.
It was like a noodle.
Reese has Fitton to his left and trips on the same side. One receiver out to the right. It's Wilmoth. He's going to give it to Fitton again, right up to the right side. Bounces off a tackle at the 15 and goes forward down at about the 12. Going to be a yard or two shy of the first.
We've ran the ball today more times than we've ran the ball all season combined.
Yeah, and it's been working. It wasn't quite as much of a gain as I thought. It was closer to 7 yards, so it'll be second and third and three. I thought it was closer to a second and one or two. Second and three, and Reese again, Fitton off to the right. He's going to set up for a pass. Fitton on a wheel route. He almost gets creamed, but it falls incomplete. As Pungsey reads that play very well.
Yeah, Fitton's going to have to put, I mean, Talon's going to have to put a little more mustard on the hot dog.
Yeah, that one was close. That was almost another interception. And if it gets picked off in that spot, it's most likely another interception for a touchdown, unless somebody can get turned around fast enough to catch up, but going in the opposite direction, that's tough. So here's another handoff. This time I think it might have been Smith. Didn't see as they're bunched up. Second effort gets him inside the 10 and enough for a first down. Laktash on the carry. Guess who?
Luke.
So Laktash picks up a first down and then some inside the 10 as the Owls now on a first and goal situation at the 9. Reese sets up. He's got double twins and Fitton in the backfield on his left. Sends Wilmoth in motion from right to left and gives it to him. Wilmoth has to find a lead blocker, but penetration in the backfield, and it's going to be a loss, a big one of maybe 5 or 6 yards.
There was a little touch pass there, and the receivers just didn't engage too much in their blocks. They and just an easy play for the Pungsey defenders.
Yep. Pungsey read it really well. I don't know if the receivers were trying to sell that it was a pass before they started their blocks, but yeah, Pungsey wasn't falling for it. They blew it up there, and it makes it a second and 13, looks like. Ooh, might have an offsides there. We'll see what the call is. It looks like an offsides on Pungsey, and it is. So that gets you back your 5 yards. So they'll replay second down, second and goal, and should set them up right about the same spot they were with a second and goal on the 8.
I'm not a rocket scientist, Jimmy, but I am going for a run here. I'm handing it off right up the middle because the Pungsey defense is expecting pass right now.
And we have a timeout taken. I think it was by the Owls. But I missed the mark. Either way, though, we're going to take a Tax-In timeout. That's presented by Tax-In Restaurant at the corner of the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout. Bradford Hours Football on WESB Sports.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
298 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports at Jack Hart Field here in Punxsutawney, home of the Chucks. 2:46 left in the first half, and Punxsutawney leads the Owls 28-7. A nice homecoming game here for the Chucks. They're 0-5 on the season. Got their homecoming night against Bradford. And up here by 21 points, I'm about to head into halftime fairly soon. Unless the Owls, who are currently knocking on the door, can find the end zone here and cut that deficit down. It's second and goal from the 8-yard line. Reese is set up. Talon Reese, the freshman at quarterback. He's got Elijah Fitton in the backfield. He's got Trips out to the right and one lone man, Dalton Dixon, out to the left. And he is going to hand it off to Fitton. And Fitton just can't quite get past that line of scrimmage there as three or four, almost the entire front of Punxsutawney sheds their blocks instantly and they collapse in.
I prefaced and said I wasn't a rocket scientist. There they are running right up. Punxsutawney just got leverage there.
Yeah, it was almost like a, it was like watching a multiple of the same thing. Like all three linemen shed their blocks all at the same time in the same way and then collapsed in on Fitton. So here's third and goal from the 8 after the no gain. And Reese will give it to Fitton again, right up the middle, trying to move the pile. And did he get enough to the end zone? Boy, it's close, but they aren't calling it a touchdown. Looks like it's going to be on the goal line. It's going to be fourth and goal. Wow, they marked it well short. I believe they put it at the 4. I thought he was a little closer than that, at least.
That's really well.
Fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. The Owls, of course, going to go for it, but that is waved. Whistle dead right after the snap. And it's going to be a timeout. I would assume Punxsutawney because Bradford was ready to snap the ball there.
No, Bradford actually called the timeout.
Okay. All right.
Lied to you. Actually, it was Punxsutawney now.
No, the ref slid it to you. The ref slid to you because I just saw them re-signal it. So they got that one corrected there as well. And that's a timeout. We're just coming out of one, though, so we'll keep it here and talk about the Owls need to get in the end zone here. It's a 4th and 4, and we're looking at 1 minute and 36 seconds left in the first half. Punxsutawney is going to receive to start the third quarter, down 28-7 to the Chucks currently. So how crucial, I mean, honestly, how crucial do you think this is for the Owls to find a score here?
This is the most important play of the football game because if we can get the ball into the end zone here and get the extra point, that puts us down 14.
Yeah.
And if we come out and Punxsutawney has to punt, turnover at the half, now we're talking about scoring again and being within a score in the game. So very important that we get the ball in the end zone.
So the most crucial play of the game thus far is a 4th and 4 with 1.5 minutes left. And Reese takes the snap. He's going to air it right over the top, and it's caught for a touchdown. Who got it? It's Dalton Dixon. What a catch.
Jimmy, I don't think I've ever said this before, but there's three things guaranteed in life. Death, taxes, and Dalton Dixon.
Dalton Dixon. It was a nice throw, too, as well. Don't want to sell Reese short there. He set it up where only Dixon could get to it, but Dixon fully extends the arms out, hauls that one in as he heads towards the sideline of the end zone. Abby Nuzzo gets the kick right up over the uprights, and that's good for the extra point to put us down 14. It's 28-14 with 1:33 left before halftime. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls coming off a 4-yard touchdown pass here from Taylen Reese to Dalton Dixon with 1:33 left in the second quarter, and cuts the deficit down as Punxsutawney now leads 28-14. And the Owls will try to, best case is keep Punxy out and then force some sort of either turnover on downs or punt situation with a little bit of time left. But what they really want to do is just keep Punxy out of the end zone here before the half at the least.
Well, Punxy still has all three timeouts.
Right. So Nuzzo is going to kick off, and it's a nice high kick, takes out of bounds, and that'll set Punxy up at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice little pooch kick by Abby. She just kicked a little too left, but I'm not a kicking expert. I got nothing to say.
It was a nice kick. If that stays right down the middle, that's almost exactly what you want. It's got enough hang time to let your special teams get downfield. But that one just goes a little bit off to the side and ends up getting out of bounds.
Well, we're re-kicking it again, Jimmy.
Oh, well, they got a redo earlier, so I guess we get a mulligan as well.
Our mulligan is 5 yards back.
Hmm, that's interesting.
With no penalty on the field. I don't understand these referees. Okay. I'm confused.
So the Owls set to kick off this time from the 35, and Nuzzo takes the whistle, and the kick is up, and now we've got another whistle. This the kick sails across the 35. This one's dead, and I think we're going to re-kick again.
Yeah, it looked like we had an offside on the kick. Hey, in other news, Jimmy, Punxsutawney, the nickname, the Chucks, because Punxsutawney is the groundhog capital of the world. Figured I'd pass that along to you. Not many people know that.
I think more people know that than you think, Cam. Mm. So we're going to kick off now for a third time, this time at the 30-yard line. Abby Nuzzo. I think her leg's getting tired. Probably not, right? She's a soccer star.
No, she is.
So here is a bullet. This one is the one they want. It gets to inside the 30. And Laktash will team up with Ashton Smith and bring the returner down at about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, that was great coverage on the kick team, too. Oh, we got a penalty flag.
Okay.
From about 40 yards away from the play.
We'll see.
Unsportsmanlike
on the Owls.
Hmm.
And this one is so Punxsy was about to set up at the 38-yard line. The unsportsmanlike will give them a first and 10 at the 47 in Bradford territory. So first and 10 at the 47.
Oh, that's offsides.
And there's an offsides, and I assume there's an extra flag there, probably for another unsportsmanlike.
A lot of things are unraveling. You got Coach Jeff on the sideline heated.
I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. It's been a mess. This entire game has been an absolute mess. So here's first and 5 from the 42. And there's an offsides. I think you got to take Fitton out, cool him off.
Yeah, he's a little hot-headed right now.
He's gone offsides the last two plays in a row. I think the unsportsmanlike was on him. You got to get him out of the. You got to get him out on defense right now if you can afford to, so he can still perform on offense. Because if this continues, you might lose him for the game. He's showing blitz again. This time he waits for the snap. And it's going to be a short gain after the first and 10 at the 40 or the 37, rather. They get to about the 35. So that'll bring a second and 8.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be – if Elijah can have what we call controlled aggression, you're about to unleash a monster.
Yeah.
He's just got to be smart about how he uses his aggression.
Gets across there, and Laktash gets to the ball carrier to the quarterback, Weaver. And drops him in the backfield for a loss of about 5. And that'll bring him back to the 40-yard line for a 3rd and long.
Yeah, they might be running the clock here. They still have all 3 timeouts. I'm not sure why they're not using it.
Yeah, 40 seconds left in the first half. 3rd and 13. Weaver takes the snap. And it's a wheel route that's just shy of the first down. So it's going to bring up a 4th down. That was Justin Miller on the catch out of the backfield. This one is a timeout. We'll sneak in one last timeout with them. A tax-in timeout, that is. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 21 seconds left in the first half. Punxsutawney set up 4th and 5. From the 33-yard line. And the Owls trying to come up with a big stop here as Punxsy still has, I believe, 2 timeouts left. So if they can just get the turnover on downs here, they don't have to worry about it. If they get the first, then Punxsy will be in position to score before the half. And it's going to be aired out to the sideline, and it's going way out of bounds. And it sails incomplete. Turnover on downs. So the Owls have had a couple of big things happen here in the last couple of minutes of the second half. They got the touchdown on one end with Dalton Dixon's big reception, and they hold Punxsy and end up with a turnover on downs before the half.
Now, Jimmy, you have 17 seconds. It's not a lot of time to move the football 65 yards, but it's not impossible when you have a man named Dalton Dixon.
Yeah, Dalton Dixon is on the field. Elijah Fitton's on the field. We've got Reese. No doubt Punxsy is going to be more than happy to let a short pass go and try to protect the long one. There's Dixon. He's got the ball after 10 yards for a first down. Gets out of bounds. And 11 seconds on the clock. And that'll get us a little closer to midfield. Looks like they'll set up at the 46-yard line, 45-yard line.
Yeah, and right now you're going to look at you're looking for another 15-yard pass, a little medium route. Try to make it a manageable throw to the end zone at this point.
So Reese has trips to the left and two receivers to the – or trips to the right and two receivers to the left. Takes the snap. He looks immediately to his right. He gives it to Fitton. Fitton's in midfield. And, boy, he is tackled at the 40. And I don't know if the Owls have a timeout. I believe they did. So they call a timeout after the gain gets him to the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a first and 10 with 5 seconds left, 40 yards to get into the end zone. And what do you think Coach Offensive Coordinator Zitnik is drawing up for a 5-second 40-yard play?
You're going to run trips right, trips left, and then you're going to have an empty backfield. You're on trips right, trips left. You're going to try to isolate Dalton, so you might even see a quad, which would be nuts. You haven't seen that in at least the last 10 years in any level, but you might see it, but you want to get Dixon one-on-one is the key. Punxsy's going to be playing three-man deep right at the goal line to not allow the deep pass. You got to give the receiver a chance here, whoever it's going to be.
So Dixon, no matter which side he lines up on and whether he's got two others on his side or one other, he lines up the farthest out, and whoever's inside of him cuts across midfield as Dixon goes out wide is what you're saying, I believe.
Yep.
So Reese will have Fitton in the backfield. He's got trips to the right, and then I believe Dixon is by himself up top on the left, and whistles blow.
I'm not sure Bradford had another timeout to burn. The referee marked it as a Bradford timeout. I think he got confused. I think this is the Punxsy
time. It might be a Punxsy time, yeah. I mean, if we're being honest, I feel like the least they could do is give Bradford another timeout.
It's literally the minimum.
But either way, as we were mentioning, you're going to try to get Dixon alone here with preferably one-on-one coverage, but there will be at least a safety up over top waiting to see how that play develops. But 40 yards here in 5 seconds, the Owls will try to get – we've seen touchdown passes for way more than 40 so far this season, by the way, and most of them were to Dixon, not all of them.
You're wanting to rainbow this pass. You don't want to send a bullet to the end zone. You want to set it up so there can be a tip.
This has been Fitton's kind of specialty all year, but we have Reese in at quarterback right now. So that's kind of interesting to see how that works out. Now it's a lone, nobody in the backfield. Trips to the right, two men to the left. And I believe Dalton is still up top. He's going to air it out to the end zone, but they give it to Fitton underneath. Fitton is going to run into a defender at the 23-yard line. And that is the end of the second quarter. Boy, if you let that play develop for another second, I wonder if you got Dixon open up top because he was booking it for the end zone. But we won't find out. It was still a nice couple of chunk plays for Bradford and a little bit of momentum as they head into the locker room. Only down by two possessions. It's 28-14 as we get ready for Punxsutawney's homecoming celebration and extended halftime here. But we do have to look at the scoring recap and the stats, the first half stats for the Owls football game, as well as we just talk about what's been developing here at Jack Hart Field in Punxsutawney, some of the issues that the Owls have been having, and some of our other thoughts on the game will be coming up. We'll also take a look across District 9 and see some of the other scores here under the Friday night lights. The Owls, again, losing to Punxsutawney 28-14 at the half. And we'll be back with our Owls halftime show on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kanjerski and his team are real people right here. Kanjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kanjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Fox's Pizza Den of Bradford has a menu full of oven-baked, meaty, cheesy, hoagie, wedgie, wingy, and salad-y goodness. Call or stop in today for their wide selection of traditional and specialty pizzas, including the favorite Big Daddy Pizza. Open 7 days a week with all-day delivery. Fox's Pizza Den at the intersection of East Main Street and South Kendall Avenue. Order online or call 814-368-8555. Don't forget to ask about the Big One Pizza Challenge. That's Fox's Pizza Den, Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors: the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. It's the Owls halftime show here, and we are trailing Punxsutawney 28-14 at the half. And it's been a pretty wild situation here for the Owls as they've been fighting. And, you know, I try to not complain as much as I can, but the Owls have been playing against Punxsutawney. They've also been playing against the referees a little bit. And again, it's something I try not to talk all that much about, but it's been too much to ignore.
It's been bad, Jimmy.
So, you know, last week I mentioned it a little bit here and there on the play where we saw a ref come to the sideline after a late hit and then pull a flag and then put it back. We actually talked to Jeff Pooley about it during the coaches show. And I thought that was maybe the silliest thing, craziest thing I had seen all season, but this is far and away. I mean, I just don't understand what some of these calls and more specifically no calls have been. We've seen plays just whistled, stop dead, and then set back up with no explanation. One of which was on a Punxsutawney snap that went wild and rolled across about the 20 yard line or so. And that play was just whistled dead and reset and set back up at the same area and replayed the down. I don't know what to say about a lot of it. I do know the Owls are trying to play through it and fight their way through it. It's 28-14, only down by two possessions. So we're going to cover that here during the Owls halftime show presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. They're bringing us our halftime show here today. We have our scoring recap first things first for our week 7 matchup at Punxsutawney during Punxsutawney's homecoming night here. So they have, shoe on the other foot. They're in pretty good position. They're 0-5 on the season. They're still looking for their first win. They've got homecoming here tonight, and they're going up into the locker room up 28-14. They put up 21 points last week against Ridgeway, and I'm sure that was a bit of a boost for them after being shut out against Kane the week before that. So, that's momentum that they're building on. And the Owls, on the other hand, have been the Owls have been moving in the opposite direction. Whereas the start of the season, they had a lot of momentum going into week 3 and week 4. But more recently, they were shut out. They had some COVID problems and they were shut out at home. And now down to Punxsutawney. But the scoring recap for the game, our first score of the game, first of all, we had the opening kickoff with the Owls were set to receive. And it turns into, it's a bit of a squib kick that Punxsutawney has been hitting all night. It goes plenty far, it goes about 40 yards or so, but it's right in that middle area. And on the first one, I think an Owls, a special teamer, just got just a bit of a hand on it. And it ends up stopping a bit short, and Punxsutawney jumps on top of it, and they kind of accidentally hop into an offsides kick to start the game. And then they march downfield, and it results in a 1 yard fullback dive by Bennett. And the point after touchdown was good for a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. Later on in the first quarter, we send them march downfield again, mostly running plays, just like we have been victim to the last 2 weeks and so far here tonight. This second score ends in a 10-yard run by Bennett, again, for his second TD of the game. The point after is good, and it's 14-0, Punxsutawney leads. Now we have Punxsutawney again gets the ball after a Bradford a fourth and out, or three and out, rather. This time Bradford plays some pretty decent defense. Punxsutawney sets up a throw, their first throw of the game, and it's intercepted. The Owls come up with a big interception, and that interception results in Bradford getting their first touchdown of the game. It turns into a 37-yard touchdown from Elijah Fitton to Wilmoth. Now it's a bit of a screen play. It doesn't go far. The pass doesn't go too far. Wilmoth made a lot of moves happen on the far sideline, and he goes 37 yards to the end zone. Abinuzo kicks the extra point in, and it's good for a 14-7 Punxsutawney lead over the Owls. One more Punxsutawney score in the first quarter. It's an 83-yard touchdown kickoff return. After the Owls touchdown, the ensuing kickoff goes 83 yards to the house. Punxsutawney returns it all the way. Angel Gonzalez is the one who gets it. And that makes it 21-7. Punxsutawney leads by two touchdowns. Then we get into the fourth quarter, and the Owls get another takeaway. They end up with a fumble recovery, unable to score off it as Talon Reese enters the game and tries to throw a screen play to Elijah Fitton. It floats over Fitton's head, and the interception has returned for a touchdown, makes it 28-7. Then the Owls come up with a interception at the – oh, no, I'm sorry, other way around. Punxsutawney gets their second interception of the night from Talon Reese, this one at the 44-yard line. And before they can do anything with that, they end up fumbling it back to the Owls. The Owls get it right back on a fumble recovery, and Dalton Dixon gets a 4-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese. The point after try is good. It makes it 28-14. So we have scores in both the first and second quarter, and our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes contestants have each won a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. And Bainey and Lisa Miller, our first and second quarter. That's Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. You can get signed up today at either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. We pick four names every week, two from each location, and assign them a quarter of the game. If the Owls score on your quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So either way, once your name is picked, you are a winner. We've got two more contestants to go here tonight. That's the scoring recap here on the halftime show presented by Liberty Tavern. We're going to take another break, and then we'll do our stats recap for the first half. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street features all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh-cut steaks and fresh beer-battered fish fries 7 days a week. Dine in safely with well-spaced and frequently sanitized seating. Or for takeout and delivery, call 36-TOJI'S. Open for lunch and dinner every day, even holidays.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors. The WESB Winner's Circle. W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. Our halftime show is presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. We've gone over the scoring recap as the Owls are down to Punxsutawney 28-14 here at halftime during Punxsy's homecoming night. It looks like most of the homecoming festivities are concluded, wrapping up. They've also... they've got a few people on the sidelines here as they pose for some pictures here, a group in all blue and a group in all pink. But now we've gone through our scoring recap. We're going to turn it over to our statistician, Cameron Snodgrass, who is going to give us our first half stats for the Owls here tonight. Cam?
Well, let's start off with rushing the ball tonight.
Which so we haven't had a lot of.
No.
We had to keep a lot of stats on a rushing.
No, it's been easy on the rushing end for the season, but overall, I mean, Elijah's leading it when he came in, when he made the move away from quarterback when they brought Talon in. Elijah has 7 rushing attempts of 46 yards, which is just about like 6.8 yards a carry, which is really good. So they can be successful. A lot of that is a lot to do with Elijah being able to break tackles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we had a couple, Ashton Smith with 3 carries for 7 yards in the fumble, and then Blacktash had 2 carries for 6 yards. So, I mean, beyond that, I mean, that's what we're looking at for rushing. Passing, when Elijah has been in, he's 9 of 17 for 1 touchdown and 86 yards. And Talon so far is 6 of 9, 1 touchdown, 45 yards, but he has the 2 interceptions. So, I mean, only 1 pass has hit the ground for Talon, but the 2 interceptions, those are freshman mistakes, but the good news is they're correctable. And he'll learn, and like I said, keyword, freshman, and he'll get past that. But he does have a touchdown as well. Like I said, 45 yards altogether, 131 passing yards so far for tonight. For receiving, Jared Wilmoth, 4 catches, 44 yards, 1 touchdown. Dalton Dixon, Captain America, whatever you want to call him, 3 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown. It's a pretty quiet night for Dalton. I think they're playing good coverage against him. And Elijah has 3 receptions for 38 yards.
So as it is being spread around a little bit, obviously Wilmoth is kind of getting the better of it so far. He did have that big 37-yard touchdown run. As you mentioned, though, with Reese, you know, he's, it was 6 completions, I think you said?
Yep.
So, you know, 6 completions, got a couple of interceptions in there. The good news for it, you mentioned it's all correctable, it's all coachable, and silly mistakes that he can fix. The good news, other than that even, is that he's still in the game. He is getting past those interceptions. He's playing through them. He's trying to move past them really quickly, and he's a freshman, so he's going to get a lot of experience. You get some of these silly plays out of the way as a freshman, and you've got years of experience to build on.
Yeah, and it's what's really important, and what I loved seeing right now from Coach Puglio and Coach Zitnik is keeping him in the game. And why that's important is you don't want him to dwell on his mistakes.
Yeah.
Number one, you don't, as a young quarterback, if you pull him out of the game at that moment, that's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
And keeping him in the game, letting him rebuild his confidence, letting him earn his keep, that's been crucial. And that's going to be crucial for the building blocks for the future for Talon. And, I mean, Elijah's not playing a bad game either. It's just what we said earlier in the pregame is you have to maximize the athletes that you have on your team, because we don't have a lot of depth right now on the sideline.
Right.
With a lot of injuries, with the offensive line that's a Band-Aid, basically, losing 2 starters for the rest of the year. You got to work with what you have, and the good news is you still have all your skill players. So moving Elijah to receiver, that's extremely important, and it just helps spread the ball around and adds another person that these defenses have to pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the big difference between, you know, we talk about once you bring Talon Reese in the game, you gotta let him play. You don't want to bring, I mean, it was one thing last week when they made the switch and then they switched back after halftime. That's not as nearly as bad as, like, say, making the switch after one of these interceptions. You bring Talon Reese in the game, he's a freshman, you're banking on a couple of those plays happening like that. That's the chance you're taking when you bring in a freshman quarterback. But he is a true quarterback. He's not playing any other position out here. He's coming in to play QB, whereas you have Fitton. This is the big difference, is he's going to be on the field. He's going to be on defense playing the linebacker position. And if he's not at quarterback, he's still somewhere on that offense. That offense doesn't run without Fitton somewhere on it. And that's the big difference, is you cannot bring Talon Reese into the game and then take him out after a couple of mistakes. You're going to leave him out there now, because if not, as you mentioned, it's going to it will absolutely rocket his confidence in the wrong way if he comes out. And the opposite of that is also true. If he comes out into this game and ends up leading the Owls offense back to a comeback win, it's going to rocket upwards into the right direction. So I think it's good, and it's good to get a good look at him this young in his high school career at freshman, you know, halfway through the year. The Owls grasping here, trying to find something different and put some points on the board and get a big comeback win. And it allows you, you know, as we've mentioned a couple times here, to get Elijah Fitton out in space and try to make some plays that way as well. So I like all of kind of the moves they're making on the offense. It's the defense that we need to adjust.
Yeah, and the common denominator is that defensive line, and it's not a knock against these kids. Yeah. There's just no size. There's no size to compete against the offensive lines that they've been seeing all year. And like I said, in order to, that's for me, it just is an easy fix mentally. They obviously practice with the kids all week, and so this is kind of where I probably stand on an island. I think bringing that fifth guy in that line is a complete difference maker. I mean, as a coach, I think I'd rather lose getting the ball thrown all over me than someone gashing me, whatever it is, up the middle every time. So I think bringing that fifth man in the box should be in play. They need to consider all options at this point. I mean, we're this far into the season, 0-6. At some point, you just got to pull the trigger and just try something different.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that, you know, it's been kind of a patchwork. We haven't had the same defensive line for 2 weeks in a row here since like week three or something like that. So that's been another tough one. But yeah, at what point are you going to, you know, force someone to beat you through the air? It becomes pretty simple to just watch film on the Owls and say, well, I guess we're going to run this week, you know, when it comes to that. And they haven't made the adjustment yet. If they do bring up that fifth man in the box, I think that would be an interesting play to see if that does stop some of the runs, at least the runs right up the middle. We'll see what the Owls, what kind of adjustments the Owls will make after halftime, which we are just about a minute and a half away from the third quarter here. I believe that's the true end of the extended halftime for Punxsutawney's homecoming here tonight. Again, leading 28-14 over the Owls during the Owls halftime show presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Field. So we'll take one last 60-second break and be back with the second half of action for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Back from the halftime show, it's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That again wraps up the Owls halftime show presented by Liberty Tavern on East Main Street across from Fairway Ford. And we get set for the third quarter here as the Punxsutawney receiving unit comes out. Remember, the Punxsutawney ended up with the first offensive set of the game, but only after a kind of an accidental onside kick. So the Owls will kick it away here. Abby Nuzzo in, kicks it off from the 40. It's a nice high kick. Bounces to about the 28-yard line, and it'll be bunched up. The Owls actually might have ripped that ball out. No, so Punxy still has it, but he lost a lot of yardage. And he goes back inside the 20 and brought down at about the 16-17-yard line.
Jimmy, he teleported. There's just no logical explanation, because I swear we had that ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I don't understand. But, hey, great stand on the kickoff. Kickoff defense, good job.
Yeah, Wilmoth got there very quickly. A couple of guys wrapped him up, and then I wasn't sure if they had stripped that ball away, because I saw all of a sudden them moving towards the Punxsie end zone. And sure enough, it was just them moving in the wrong direction. So here's a handoff to Bennett on first and 10, bunched up after a short gain. And let's see, it's a nice little chunk for about 4 yards on the play. Bring up second and 6.
Two real quick things here on that play. The Owls defense need to thank the offensive tackle from Punxsutawney because that running back ran into him, Mark right. Sanchez type got deal. Him, and yeah. Elijah just needs to calm down. He's going to get called for unsportsmanlike. Like he just waved at the Punxsie defenders he was laying down. Relax.
So Fitton, who's also been teasing a blitz all night, just kind of coming right up the middle here, and he does this time again, but the runner gets by him for another short gain. As that's going to bring up a third down with about 4 yards to go to the first.
Yeah, like that they're calling blitzes in because right, that's your virtual fifth man right there in the box.
Right.
So we're seeing the defensive playbook open up a little bit.
Third and 4 for Punxsutawney. And they're lined up at about the 25-yard line. And here's the snap. It's a run to the left side, and they've got him bunched up right at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, and this is what you want on the defense. You got to sell out on the run at this point. I mean,
100%.
I mean, giving up 595 against Monita, whatever they gave up against Dubois, you have to sell out on the run at some point. You might get torched, but I'd rather sell out, stop them. I'd take the risk at this point.
So it looks like Punxsie's brought out a punting team. And I believe, let's see if it's Fitton deep. You would assume so. Fitton deep to return for the Owls. And it's going to be a fake punt. Run up the middle. First down for Punxsie and still going. Across the 40. And out of bounds at about midfield. The Owls were not ready at all for that fake.
I was thinking it. I wasn't going to say it. I said, why wouldn't Punxsutawney right now run a fake? And they were out of position. They're like, oh, Punxsutawney, they're going to have to punt the ball. Punxsutawney said, no way, Jose. And here we are.
No good reason to not run a fake, really, looking at it in hindsight. As they're up by big, they were nothing really to lose. Here's first and 10 now. They're still at their own 48-yard line, looking to get across midfield. Sends a man in motion, does Weaver, and then it's picked off. It's Elijah Fitton at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Elijah Fitton and the Bradford Owls on a 48-yard interception return. And that's how you start the third quarter. And that is why you want to force them to pass the ball.
Exactly, and that's what we've been looking for. Look at this. Defense got a little bit of life now, Jimmy. You know, they a little pumped up, whatever Coach Jeff and the coach staff told him in the locker room. They seem motivated. And Elijah, right place, right time.
Yeah, it's exactly the mirror image of the interception return that Punxsutawney had on Taylen Reese there from earlier where they were trying the screen play this time. And here's a flag on the point after the Abbey-Nuzzo absolutely drilled that extra point.
It's on
Punxsutawney. So, they're just going to re-kick from the same spot, it looks like?
No, they moved the ball up a yard.
But they didn't move the placer.
Oh, no.
The holder. So, it's from the same spot, essentially. And that's down up. Abbey-Nuzzo, those last two extra points were absolutely beautiful. Right down the middle, up high with a lot of room. And that makes it a one-possession game. It's 28-21. Punxsie leads Bradford by 7 with 9:35 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready for the 2021 football season. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the 2021 Bradford Area High School football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports at Jack Hart Field in Punxsutawney. And cutting that deficit away where Punxsutawney was once up 28-7 rather at one point. Now is 28-21. And here comes Nuzzo's kickoff following the interception return. Another booming kick. This one goes inside the 25. And it's going to be returned across the 30. And that's where Punxsutawney will set up before the end of the first half. I had mentioned that the Owls might have a bit of a swing of momentum there. They scored the touchdown and left Punxsutawney about a minute and a half on the clock and then came up with the stop with short time left. Didn't find the end zone again before the half, but moved the ball a couple times downfield. And now, as soon as we start the third quarter, interception return for a touchdown and see if the Owls can build on that momentum.
Yeah, you just got to build with the momentum, exactly like you said. Control the excitement, utilize on the football field.
Yeah, control the excitement is a good point from what we saw in the first half. Here's a keeper from Weaver on first and 10. And, boy, he almost had him wrapped up at the 35, but instead a second chance there for Weaver gets him to about the 40.
Yeah, it ran like Tim Tebow right there, lowered his shoulder. And nice little gain there, and I think they're anticipating the blitz, and that is an excellent play call by the Punxsutawney offensive coordinator to offset the blitz. To the quarterback.
Beat him there. Had him after a 2-yard gain, but didn't get him down until after a 7-yard. And boy, they had him in the backfield again. This time he spins off of it, and they still get to him as they collapse in. And that's a no gain. Going to bring up 3rd and 2.
Yeah, and you're going to see it. Try to offset the blitz and just run the quarterback. I think Elijah slowed him down there on that blitz.
Yeah.
And we're getting cleanup duty. We're finally seeing it. We're seeing a lot of Owls swarm to the football now, which is exciting. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you're just trying, if they do, you know, outsmart the blitz, you just don't let it get too far past you. You still slow it down, and then the other guys collapse in around you after the fact. 3rd and short here at the 40-yard line. And up the middle.
Nope.
I don't think he got it. It's going to bring up a 4th down, I believe. Boy, that second chance effort is going to put it real close. It all really depends on the spot. It looked short at the time, and it is short. So it's 4th and inches.
You're either going to see a QB sneak here. Bradford needs to load up the box. There's no way they go for a deep pass. Yeah. Right now, you got to load up the box.
So Finn, yeah, pumps up the crowd and then moves in. And here's the snap. It looks like the offensive line moved forward enough to get the first. And that'll move the chains. So 1st and 10 for Punxsutawney, but not by much, as the Owls had the right idea there. They just got out-pushed a little bit by Punxsy.
Yeah, they didn't cover that CB gap right there. And the quarterback just felt basically laid on the back of his
1st and 10 as Fenton gets into the backfield, and there's a tackle at the 50. A flag in the backfield. We think it's going to be holding on Punxsutawney, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, Fenton came in on a perfectly timed blitz, and the offensive lineman for Punxsutawney literally grabbed Fenton, made him do a front flip, maybe a little bit of acting by Fenton.
Well, there was a lot of momentum, too, so I think it was probably very – might have been a little flailing, but it was very easy to flail in that situation. And we'll see. I think we did get the holding call, but now there's another kind of a holdup, and now the stick will get moved back. So holding for – there must be another penalty. Holding's only 5 yards.
I think they're going to get it for unnecessary roughness. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Ooh, yeah. They're looking at 1st and very long. Yeah, they're at the 31 trying to get to the 47. So a long ways to go for Punxsutawney's offense here. 1st down, so they do have a few chances to try to get some of that yardage back. And, that timing for Fitton there on that blitz was absolutely wonderful. And here's Weaver. With a couple of claps, He's got plenty of time on the play clock, 15 seconds, and he'll get reset here. He's got three receivers on the left and one to the right with one man in the backfield. He'll give it to his man in the backfield. It's Bennett up across, and he breaks through. It's going to be a touchdown, Punxsutawney, unless somebody can beat him there. Wilmoth is making the attempt, but he can't quite catch up. And the Chucks go up by two scores again in the third quarter.
Right in the gap, that left B gap, they just gushed him. No one there. Just took it to the house.
I think it was a 69-yard, 69-yard run from Bennett again, if I saw correctly. And, yeah, you're right. He just went right through a gap right in the middle. You could drive a truck through that hole on the line. The extra point is up and good, and it's 35-21. Another 14-point lead for Punxsutawney with 6:43 left in the third. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Coming out of another Punxsutawney touchdown. This one is a 69-yard run by Bennett. And he goes from the 35 right through a hole in the defensive line and straight forward through all the way to the end zone. Point after try is good. Makes it 35-21. Another two-possession lead for Punxsutawney.
Just got to rebound and go out on the offensive side of the ball and drive it down, punch it under throw, touchdown. That's what we need right now.
Still a lot of game yet to be played. And here's the kickoff. This one is a booming kick inside the 22, about the 15. Fitton's going to return right up the middle. He finds a little bit of room and he'll get tackled at the 40-yard line. Nice return from Fitton.
Yeah, he kind of started out slow, let the blockers get in place so he could find his lane, and excellent return. That's a smart football player out there, Elijah Fenton.
Yeah, he is good. We didn't get to see all the skills when he was only lining up at quarterback, but yeah, you really get to see it when he's allowed to let the legs get into work too. Almost like the early years of Le'Veon out there, just going real slow, almost to a scary amount. You're going so slow and letting those blocks develop, and then you just bust through. So here's a handoff to Fitton again and gets back to the line of scrimmage and bunched up there. No gain on the play.
I think we got a 2-yard run by Elijah.
There's a yard on there. Yeah. Gets to the 41-yard line. It'll be second and 9.
You probably do without the fake on plays like that. So, I mean, with the offensive line situation, a lot of young kids there. Just get the ball out, quick handoffs.
So he's going to bring up on second and 9, trips to the left and two receivers to the right. Looks to the right and has it for Isaiah Fitton at about the 35, gets across the 30 and brought down at the 22-yard line. Isaiah Fitton with a big catch there. Talon Reese hit him wide open in the middle of the field, and Fitton did the rest.
Yeah, beautiful play. Isaiah came wide open right in the seam, and you're going to see that when you're playing cover one. Someone's going to be open, and the seam receiver was, and excellent work by Elijah to run the correct route there. Good work.
Isaiah, yeah, he not to be overshadowed by Elijah. He's trying to go tip for tat with him, big play for big play, and Isaiah does it nicely on that one. And here's Dalton Dixon on a screen, is trying to fight here for a second effort. He does turn it into a positive gain, but only gets about a yard on the play.
I think I'll give him two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just Deacon Dunk. Pick apart the defense, make them confused. Don't let them sell out on just one thing. So the Owls are going to work here.
So we'll call it second and 8 from the 21-yard line. And Reese takes the snap. He's got a wheel route from Fitton, gets to the sideline and back to the line of scrimmage. Had a man possibly downfield, but didn't look down that way as he was checking down to Fitton. And maybe a yard there. No, No, it's a no gain on the play. We'll call it second and eight again.
You are getting Wilmoth wide open on the right hand side. That
he's
last
so
play,
fast.
He was open. Now the cornerback's playing 6-7 yards off of him.
Yeah, he's too fast. And that's intercepted by Punxsutawney on second and eight, or third and eight, rather. So Punxsutawney will take over at the 30-yard line. And Reese comes off the field with his third interception.
I don't like the decision there to go to Dixon. I prefaced, I mean, Wilmoth has beaten this guy one-on-one.
Yeah.
One-on-one, he's getting 3 or 4 yard separation, which should be an easy pass.
Yeah, especially like because he had burned him so many times, he was lining up way downfield off of him. I mean, you throw the screen there on that play, and it's almost guaranteed to get a good 6 yard catch and play. But there's first and 10, and the Owls get him in the backfield again, a loss of 2.
Yeah, good work by Ashton Smith. He shot the gap and got just his fingers on his jersey, never let go.
So second and – boy, was that a loss of 3, actually. Yeah. Brings up a second and 13. And Punxsutawney backed up inside their own 20 here. And here's second down. Weaver takes the snap. He's going to keep it right up the middle. He's got a lot of room. And he's going to run right through a hole, and he'll get tripped up at the 40-yard line by Isaiah Finn. Possibly a touchdown-saving tackle there. Had a couple other guys, Wilmoth and Elijah, trying to catch up as well. But Isaiah makes the tackle at about the 36-yard line, 37-yard line.
Yeah, that was a simple read option. Quarterback made the right decision, saw the left side was wide open.
Yeah, it was almost 50 yards on the QB sneak, QB keeper. Here's a handoff to Bennett right up the middle, and Bennett gets some room. He breaks free at the 20, the 5, the touchdown for Punxsutawney. Another one for Bennett. This time from 37 yards out.
I don't know what the Owls defense did there. I don't know if they thought they had him wrapped up, what happened, but you saw at least 5 or 6 Owls just stand straight up and turn around, and then next thing you know, out like a rocket was Bennett. You got to play till the whistle.
Yeah, Bennett just, he gets through. I mean, he bounced a little bit around the line of scrimmage. Here's the extra point. It's up and good. But once he got through that line of scrimmage, I mean, he just had holes to get through, you know, a little bit of good blocking, but also the Owls just didn't collapse in. And Bennett strolls in 37 yards for a touchdown. Point after is good. And we all of a sudden have a 42-21 ball game. Punxsutawney leads with 3:50 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Taking your kids to their first baseball game. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports here at Jack Hart Field in Punxsutawney, where the Chucks just took a 42-21 lead. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. That one on another Bennett run. This one goes for 37 yards for the touchdown and gives them the 21-point lead. Punxsutawney getting ready to kick off. And that one, the defense, you know, just didn't really collapse in at all. Just let Bennett run right up the middle there. Here's another squib kick picked up at about the 40-yard line, and he's smacked at the 45, and that's where the Owls will set up.
They got to do the little things, and the little things swarming to the football on a running back, shooting the right gaps. It's all little things, and if they can do these, they're in these football games. I don't think they're substantially less talented than these teams they're facing. They just have to do the little things, and they haven't.
So here's Talon Reese back to the field with split backs. It's Fitton and Smith in the backfield with him. And he's going to air it out to Jared Wilmoth. And Wilmoth got a little bit of collision there off the bump on the line of scrimmage and couldn't quite get to his spot.
I like the play call. Maybe they heard us from up in the press box about Wilmoth getting wide open, because I think he's winning that battle against that cornerback.
Yeah, there was just a bit of a bump there, and he broke free a little late, and Reese overshot it just a bit. And Wilmoth couldn't quite get there on time. Brings up a 2nd and 10 from the 45. Reese to Isaiah. And Isaiah Fitton will get across for a first down and into Punxsie territory. Is that the 44-yard line?
Yeah, right across the middle. I mean, that's where it's going to be softest, if that makes sense. The zone, the safeties are playing back. The linebackers are coming up, so there's a free space there. Talon saw it. Good pass.
Talon. Now in the backfield by himself, and he's going to air one out, and it's just overthrown, almost picked off. Intended target was Dalton Dixon, but he had a defender a couple of steps in front of him, and the ball was sailing overhead and just goes off the fingertips of the Punxsie defender.
And you're seeing the safety from Punxsutawney shading over Dalton's side, which why wouldn't you? Dalton's the number one receiver
in the state
of Pennsylvania right now. Of course, you're going to probably put another man up on him.
Yeah, I don't know if we even mentioned that really, but Dalton Dixon, yeah, he was number one in receiving yards in the state of Pennsylvania entering the game today by about 60 yards. Overthrown again, almost had Dixon with maybe a guy to beat there if you catch him in stride, but it just goes over his head.
That looked like miscommunication. It looked like Talon was trying to hit a streak, and looked like Dalton was turning around to try to run a little inside slant or a stop route, like a curl route.
Yeah.
And just, I don't think they were on the same page there.
Yeah, it looked like by the time Dixon was making his move, but when he saw where the ball was going, it looked like he got very confused there for a second. So, yeah, it did seem like some miscommunication. Brings up a 3rd and 10 from the 44. And Reese has fit in the backfield. He's going to drop back, and it'll just fall incomplete here. And that'll bring up a 4th down, and the Owls will have to punt it away. Unless they want to go for it here, which they very well may.
Yeah, I mean, got nothing to lose here. The screen was just poorly executed. The line was engaging a little too much. So you got to let go of that screen when you're running that screen. Just a quick block and then start moving downfield.
Yeah, inside of 3 minutes down the third quarter. So, yeah, so you absolutely do go for this one here on 4th and 10. But we have what I assume will be a timeout. No, maybe not. They're calling the players back out to the field. So everybody was heading for the sidelines, but now they're calling them back out. Did I see that wrong?
Nope. I don't know what's going on with these referees.
So maybe waiting for the time. Yeah, okay. They just bumped the time back up by about 9 seconds, 11 seconds. So it must have been some clock running there when there shouldn't have been. So they add some time. It's 3 minutes and 2 seconds left here in the third quarter, 4th and 10. And Reese with trips out to the left. One man on the right, that's Wilmoth, sending Laktash to the right now. And looking across the middle of the field, falls incomplete. No flag on the play, and that'll be a turnover on downs.
I don't know how that flag was called. Wilmoth was getting tackled before the pass was even remotely close to him.
It did look like a bit of contact there before the ball arrived. But that'll be a turnover on downs, and it'll bring up a 1st and 10 for Punxsie. Here leading by 21. It's 42-21 as the third quarter closes out. And we'll have Weaver. And the Owl showing blitz again, and they get to him in the backfield with a big loss. This time it's Laktash that gets to Bennett.
Yeah, this is what you have to do on a team that knows you're not a great run defense team, is you have to stack the box and send 6-7 guys at him.
Yeah,
you got to take the chance.
Getting after it here a little bit late after getting beat by the run last 2.5 weeks in a row now. But here's second and 15, second and 14, and that's going to be an offsides on the Owls, who bite here while showing blitz again and get a little too overzealous. And basically, they go right back to the original line of scrimmage, more or less, after the big loss on first down. So Punxsy has Weaver set up at QB, trips to the left, one man to the right, and Bennett in the backfield. And 5 seconds here on the play clock. They are not set. 3, 2, 1, and that's a delay of game unless they got the timeout.
Yeah, it looks like the coach got the timeout. I could see him running up the sideline.
Just barely got that timeout in. Yeah, they did. So we'll take a Texan timeout along with him. That's a Texan timeout presented by Texan Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best homemade pierogies around. It's a Texan timeout for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle, W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street. See Dexter's and let them do it right. And Wilt's Taste of Pizza on East Main Street. It's always tasty at Wilt's Taste of Pizza. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports in Punxsutawney, where the Chucks have a big lead. It's 42-21, and they also have possession here, working on a second down, second and about 9 from the 45-yard line. As Weaver comes up to work from under center, he's got two receivers on the right, but he sends one in motion. He's going to fake a handoff to Bennett and roll out, keep the ball, and run up for a gain of about 4.
That might be a nominee for collision of the game.
Yeah, just Brett see Thompson. Who Brett Thompson with a lot of impact there. Of course, we're still looking. The earlier candidates were, I believe, Isaiah Fitton and Lucas Laktash for collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. That one, Brett Thompson making a bid for the Love Toyota collision of the game. Now here is 3rd and 5, bunched up after a gain of about 1 right at the 50-yard line, and that's where Bennett will go down.
They had an opportunity for a bigger loss there, too. They just missed the tackle in the backfield.
Cramp here, I think, for, who is it, Laktash?
Yeah, I think so.
So if this turns into a 4th and 4, which it is, at the 50-yard line, and Punxsy up 42-21. Do we see Punxsy punting away here, I think, is the question.
Why would they? At this point, they're moving the football. They probably want to get out of here. They can get the first down. They're going to keep that clock moving to the end of the third quarter. I don't see why they would.
Yeah, I think you're right. Even even if they brought out the punters, I would assume that it would just be another fake. So they'll just straight up go for it on 4th and 4. And Weaver, boy, the Owls almost go off sides here, but not quite. And now Weaver will set back up. Plenty of time here. The Owls need to be patient if they're going to get close to the line like they are. A lot of movement as we get down to about 10 seconds on the play clock. Still no calls. We're inside of 5 seconds now on the play clock. Weaver not even crouched to take the snap.
No, they're going to take the penalty, the delay of game.
Oh, they did get over the...
Yeah, they're going to back him up the punt. I think that's what we're going to see. Just take the penalty.
So they were going to try to draw him offside for the first down because it was a 4th and 4. Left it down to the final second. They almost did get him once there. The first time that they had the hard count. And Bradford was moving quite a bit, but it didn't go over the line. And so now it's 4th and 9, and they should bring out the punter. You assume that this is going to be a legit punt after just taking the penalty there, and it is. So Fitton is deep. He takes it about the 24-yard line and breaks one tackle already. He gets to the sideline at the 40. And he's bounced out at about the 46-yard line. Nice return there for Fitton.
Yeah, just use speed to his advantage. I don't think a lot of other players can do that. I think a lot of players get tackled back there, but with Elijah's speed.
Yeah, he got hit at about the 25, and by all means, that's probably where he should have been down. He turns that into, you know, taking another shot, making another guy miss at about the 40 when he hits the sideline, gets to the 47, and that's where they'll set up first and 10. Reese takes the snap. He's looking at Fitton out of the backfield, and it's complete. Fitton makes a man miss at the 50 and gets forward to about the 50, or rather the 46-yard line in Punxsutawney territory.
Yeah, a little swing pass there. And great eye control, or I guess I had a hand eye control. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah great hand eye control. Reeling in the football and then cutting it upfield. Good work.
Yeah, looking forward there. A lot of times you talk about thinking about what you're going to do after the catch before you get it. Reese has to escape the pocket as that collapses. He's going to run out of bounds. A lot of contact there out by the sideline. No flag. But let's see. Gets out of bounds. And did he get – I think he loses a yard on it. Maybe a no gain. It's going to bring up a third and four, third and three and a half. Almost out of the third quarter here as Punxsutawney still leads 42-21. Third and short. Man in motion. It's Fitton on the handoff, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's ending the third quarter, rather. And when we get back, they'll switch the field, and it'll be fourth and four to go at the Punxsy 57-yard line. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We're at the end of three quarters now, and the Owls to start the fourth are in a bit of a predicament. They're down 42-21, three possessions, still plenty of time to score three touchdowns, but currently in a fourth and four situation at about the 47-yard line in Punxsy territory, and the Owls will retake the field to start the fourth quarter. So we'll see exactly how we line up on fourth and four. Reese looks like he'll have split backs with him. He's got Dalton Dixon on his left, the lone receiver on the left, and then two receivers to the right. He's got Fitton in the backfield on his right and Laktash in the backfield on his left. And he's going to air it out for Wilmoth, and it'll go incomplete as it's sails over everyone's head. And that'll be a turnover on downs for the Owls.
Yeah, I don't understand the play call to try to take a deep shot there. You got a double coverage on Dixon. You had two guys on Dixon, and you obviously have double coverage on Wilmoth. Wide open was in the middle was wide open. Safety drop back. Could easily get that 4 yards. I don't understand the play call.
It was almost, perfectly made for like a 5-yard pickup. But they went for the deep shot there and doesn't pay off. Brings up a first and 10 for Punxsy. Here's Weaver with the handoff and tripped up in the backfield after Ashton Smith just gets there. It's going to be a no gain.
Ashton is having himself a day right now.
Yeah. Got into the backfield really quick there and just gets down and trips up Bennett. He's able to kind of leap ahead to get back to the line of scrimmage and make it a second and 10. But initial contact was made about 3-4 yards behind that. So here's second and 10. And let's see. It's going to be no gain, maybe a loss on the play as the Owls again getting good penetration Yeah, loses a yard, makes it 3rd and 11.
You just gotta. That's the recipe, Jimmy. Is you gotta have 5 or 6 guys in the box at all times. They need to watch out for the read option here for the quarterback, and they need to pay attention to the B gap.
Yeah, they've been playing a much better brand of defense here in the second half. And actually responding to the running plays. This time, though, the blitz goes a little too heavy, and Weaver's able to get past it on the keeper, but it can only get to about midfield, and it's going to bring up a 4th down, though there is a flag on the play.
Helmet to helmet.
On the Owls, and it'll bring up a 1st down for Punxsutawney.
These are those little things that I bring up, Jimmy. You got to be able to control that, and that's certainly one thing that you can control is helmet to helmet.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Brings it up to the 34-yard line for a 1st and 10. Wow. So Punxsutawney not necessarily bailed out there as they still had another play to go, but, you know, 1st and 10 here from the 34. And Punxsy, as you would imagine, in a good position to just try to run out some clock here in the 4th quarter, up by 21. Hands off to Bennett, and the tackle is made by Wilmoth, but there's 2 more flags on the play.
That's going to come back. We got a block in the back. It was pretty evident on Punxsutawney.
Gonzalez actually out there running the ball. I had it wrong. Bennett has been their main back featured up to this point. He scored a couple of touchdowns. But Gonzalez, not to be forgotten, has the interception return for a touchdown, I believe. One of the touchdowns is his for sure. The kickoff return for a touchdown was by Gonzalez. Another penalty on the Owls, but I missed the call. Unsportsmanlike, maybe?
Well, there's a block in the back that was evident. There's no way they don't call that. Now we have 2 flags. Well,
there's 3 flags on the field right now.
Yeah, and we have 2 on the Owls sideline.
Yeah. So we've got another, you know, bit of a situation here. It's not the first one we've seen tonight. So what's the unsportsmanlike on the Owls? And Pulio is going to come out on the field here. So he's got questions.
Yeah, Pulio just got ejected.
Yeah. Well, good for Coach Pulio there, sticking up for his guys, getting fired up because, you know, hard to convey over the radio just how confusing this game has been officiated. It's something that I try not to talk too much about, you know, during basketball season. You try not to talk about it. I've done basketball seasons before. Purposely, a subject that we usually stay away from. This is insane. Is he moving the ball the wrong way now?
No, I don't know. That should have been offsetting. Oh, now he's going to move it back. All right.
Okay. So,
excellent work by the refs.
He moved it 10 yards back and then turned around and moved it 10 yards forward.
You love to see it.
So it's going to bring up a second and 14. Wow. 2nd and 14 for Punxsutawney. A 1st and 14 for Punxsutawney.
All right, playing football again.
Football. All right, here we go. Weaver in, waiting the snap in the shotgun. Hands it off to Gonzalez. Gonzalez makes a move, cuts it up, and he's bunched up at about the original line of scrimmage, so got about 5 yards there. And I believe that was Gonzalez on the carry, and I think Gonzalez on the tackle, Nolan Gonzalez.
Did they just become best friends?
Maybe. Yep.
Yep.
So he gets just past the original line of scrimmage to make it a 2nd and 9. Clock running now is at 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Punxsy still leads 42-21. Again, Coach Pulio has been ejected from the game. The Owls down by 3 possessions here, and Punxsy with possession and just, you know, letting the time run out. Here's a good run up the middle and just dragging a defender. Believe past the first down marker. Yeah, and it is a couple yards past the first down marker. So move the chains there, does Punxsutawney. Maintains possession, gets a fresh set of downs, and moves inside to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, you're never, hardly ever going to win a battle trying to tackle someone at the shoulder. So,
first and 10 for the Chucks from the 23-yard line. And here's another handoff. This time to Bennett. He's going to go right up through and get another first down. Moving the chains. Bennett comes back in. Gonzalez has had the last couple of handoffs. Bennett comes back in and just runs straight through the middle and gets a gain to the, we'll say, 13-yard line.
Yeah, they called in the blitz there, and they just
beat it out.
Yep.
Yeah. They just ran right by each other. So first and 10 from the 13. As Punxsutawney now, you know, very content with just running down clock, but finds themselves in a great opportunity to score again. So man in motion, and Bennett takes the handoff, gets crunched right up against the line of scrimmage there, and doesn't really go any farther than that. So that should bring up a second down after no gain, second and 10. Might have found a yard on the play.
Yeah, good stuff, too. They moved that fullback in the motion, had him sitting right behind the guard, and actually a smart play by the, I think it was Mr. Gonzalez, took a step back, and the fullback kind of fell over and then was able to make the play.
Hmm.
That's a high IQ football play there.
At about 7 seconds left on the play clock here, as Punxsy's got to get rolling. And here's the snap, the handoff, and inside, Bennett goes inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Is that enough for a first down?
It is not.
Boy, it was way short of it.
We got some more flags.
So, as is, the run got him to about the 5-yard line for a 3rd and 2. But with the flags on the play, this very well could be a first down.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's happening. Looks like they moved the ball up.
Yeah, I think.
Unsportsmanlike.
If I had to guess, yeah, sure.
We'll go with that.
Why not? So that makes it a first and goal from the 3-yard line? 2-yard line. First and goal from the 2.
42-21. Punxsutawney.
And here is Weaver on the keeper. The offensive line pushes forward, and that's a touchdown. Buzz, of course it is. It's 49-21. 48-21 until they kick the extra point. That was Weaver with a 2-yard keeper.
Yeah, this is a simple QB sneak.
Here's the extra point. Good. And there it is. 49-21. And Punxsutawney now with a 28-point lead, only 2 points away from the mercy rule here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with 6.5 more minutes of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, back at Jack Hart Field in Punxsutawney, where the Chucks just scored again, this time from 2 yards out. The QB keeper, Weaver, punches it in, and the extra point goes good. Makes it 49-21, a 28-point lead with 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Coach Bulio has been ejected from the game, and the Owls just doing their best to wrap this thing up, finish it up. Maybe get a couple more scores here. The Owls scored first coming out of halftime. And since then, it's been all Punxsy. You know, the kickoff sails over the head of Dalton Dixon. He's got to pick it up at the 15-yard line. And the return is actually a nice little move there as he gets he had all the defenders down there with him, but he does manage to get to, what, the 25 at least?
Yeah, that was a great return by Steve Rogers. I mean, Dalton Dixon.
26-yard line.
Yeah, good job, Dalton.
So first and 10. Yeah, he picked it up at about the 15. And, I mean, almost everybody was already downfield as it sailed over his head initially. So he had to turn around and go get it. And somehow made a couple of moves and got it to the 26-yard line. First and 10 for the Owls. Talon Reese with split backs. Two wide receivers out on the right and one on the left, moving from right to left on your radio. And he's going to be looking for Elijah Fitton, who tries to lay out for it, but he's just slightly overthrown, and Fitton can't dive to the right, dive far enough to catch it, and that's going to make it a second and 10.
Yeah, I'd like to see, I mean, at this point, 6 minutes, 19 seconds left, 49-21. Take the shot to Dixon. Let's see it. At this point, I want to thank the folks at home who are still tuned in to us for this game. We appreciate every single one of you guys.
Here is second and 10 for Talon Reese and the Owls. Takes a high snap, slings over to Dixon on the screenplay. Dixon's going to beat out his first defender and get to the sideline after picking up a first down. That'll move the chains for the Owls.
Yeah, 11-yard pickup. Nice little bubble screen to Dalton. Good blocking there by the receivers, too.
So the Owls will set up on first and 10 from the 38-yard line. And just looking for a sustained drive here. I think looking to see, looking to find something that works, some plays that look good, feel good. Reese alone in the backfield, airs it out to Wilmoth, and he makes the catch and is hit instantly after about, we'll call it 4 yards on the play. Real like close it. To five, I think maybe five. Yeah, 5 yards.
Okay. That was a great job by the Puxy defender, too, to kind of clean up his coverage there. Kind of slipped into coverage and then was able to recover and make a good tackle, almost forced the incompletion. Great
yeah,
job by Wilmoth.
Wilmoth to hang on to that. Yeah, it was a really nice catch. Here's Reese. He is going to look short for Isaiah Fitton. It goes to the ground. Nearest to it was actually the Punxsutawney defender who was covering Fitton, but couldn't get his fingertips quite to it as it darted towards the ground. Brings up a third and 5 for the Owls with 5.5 minutes left in the game. Punxsutawney leading 49-21. Here's the snap. Reese drops back. He completes a pass, and is it? Couldn't tell who made that catch, if it was Fitton, but he gets across midfield, and yes, it was. Elijah Fitton gets across midfield, across the 45, and into about the 42-yard line.
That was a tight window to throw that football, and Talon got it there. I would like to see more Talon across the middle. Outside, you have to work on that. That comes with years of playing football, but across the middle, little nice plays with that. Good job, Talon Reese.
Reese has split backs. It's the Fitton brothers on either side of him, and he's going to drop back. He's running out of time here. He's got to sling it, and he finds, I believe, Elijah right at the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of about 2 yards on the play. Bring up a second and 8. Yeah, it was Elijah Fitton again. Yeah, obviously a favorite target here for Reese.
Yeah, and great poise by Talon, too. The pocket broke down. He rolled out to the right, had a Punxsutawney defender right in his face, and just slung it out there. So great poise for the freshman.
Yeah, it's nice that he does have a bit of a safety blanket there in Fitton. And that Fitton obviously is cool with kind of handing over the position when he's told to. You know, it's all just really nice between teammates. So here's a handoff, and it goes up the middle for a gain of at least 3.
I think we got 5.
Well, they had 2 on the catch. So third and 5 will be a gain of about 3 on the handoff there. Yeah. Third and 5 at the 38. And the Bradford Owls looking to get to about the 32-yard line for a first down. Reese goes across the top, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, looked another miscommunication play there. It looked like Wilmoth had a little curl route, and Talon was anticipating him to keep running and overthrew him. And I think Wilmoth kind of punched the ground after that pass, so I think clear and evident miscommunication.
Yeah, Wilmoth darted almost directly for the sideline, but here's a complete pass, this time to Laktash. Somehow he's able to stay on his feet, but the play's whistled dead. Must be they got him on forward progress, I guess. But he was still moving forward.
Well, they marked it where after the whistle was blown where he went, so I don't know, they gave him the extra yard.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird, but it does give him nope, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's a turnover on downs.
That's right,
it's
fourth down.
So they didn't let him. I mean, you got to let him push that one out. He was still moving forward. They whistled it dead, and then it's a turnover on down. So just another bad call, which we've seen plenty of here tonight. And that's going to be a timeout by the Owls. So we'll take a tax-in timeout right along with them. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
WESB Sports.
Back to Jack Hartfield and Punxsutawney for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Chucks currently up on the Owls 49-21, and also just coming off another Bradford turnover on downs, following a bit of another questionable call there where Laktash had made a reception. He was fighting for first down yardage. He was about 2 yards shy of the first down. He was fighting his way forward, was still moving. The refs whistled the play dead, I think on forward momentum, but in just the natural ending of the play, he got another yard. They gave him another yard because the play wasn't dead, but it ended up being just short of the first, and they credit for the turnover on downs, Punxsutawney football. So here is the Chucks first and 10, and it's a handoff. And wow, is that a tackle from Ashton Smith?
That's it. That's the collision of the game.
100%. I mean, it was a German suplex, WWE style. Ashton Smith just went straight Brock Lesnar for the collision of the game. Sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Wow, was that a tackle by Ashton Smith with authority.
Brock Lesnar.
So that brings up second and what, 17, 16? Yeah, second and 16 from the 30-yard line, and it's going to be almost an identical play, this time from Nate Girdlestone on the opposite side of the field. And it's going to be another huge loss to bring up third and a mile. You've got...
So we're looking at 10, third and 24?
23, 24 yards there you're looking at. Yeah, so it was like two consecutive seven-yard losses on almost the same identical tackle, just on the opposite side of the sticks. The hash marks, rather. So here is third and about 24 yards as Punxy, content with just killing some time here, just hands it back off, up the middle, and not a lot of room to go for the Chucks. We'll bring up a fourth and it looked like they got about a yard there. So fourth and what, 22?
Sure.
23 yards, we'll call it.
Yeah, I agree.
Big math show. So I wouldn't worry about double checking. Real good at math.
No, my math teacher, Mr. Van Gordon, would be disappointed in me.
Check your work, he would say. Yep. A minute and a half left in the game, 49-21, Punxsutawney lead. So again, they're hoping to just run some time out. They've only got 7 seconds to burn on the play clock on fourth down. So the Owls will take over again. There's the punt, and Dixon will catch it at midfield. He's going to get across the 40. He's going to turn it on upfield and break a tackle at the 30-yard line and go out of bounds closer to about the 25. Wow.
Yeah, that was a powerful run.
Powerful Dalton Dixon.
Rumor has it is when Dalton Dixon is doing push-ups, he's not actually pushing himself off the earth. He's pushing the earth down.
Right. That's correct.
I've heard that.
I heard Dalton Dixon was born in a log cabin that he built with his own two hands.
Would not surprise me.
First and 10 for the Owls with 1 minute and 3 seconds left in the game. Currently down 49-21. And the Owls take a timeout.
Well, while we have this timeout, Jimmy, the Bradford Raptors Pee Wee team will have their semifinal playoff game at home against the Cameron County Storm. So if you're not doing anything Saturday at 11 a.m., stop down at Fretz and watch the undefeated Bradford Raptors Pee Wee team, head coached by Matt Calkins, try to secure a spot in the championship game for the OEYFL.
Raptors Pee Wee's having a heck of a season. As you mentioned, they're undefeated. Played a couple of good games. They played one at Parkway Field. Fun to see some of the younger kids out there slinging the ball around, getting ready to become future Owls. Here's Reese. He gets it across. The pass is complete. And you see, it's going to be just shy of the first down is Eric Himes. Sophomore out on the field here late in the game.
Yeah, and the Bradford Raptors Pony team is playing next Saturday against Port Allegheny in Port Allegheny. And that's where Dalton's little brother, Derek, he plays on the Raptors Pony team. He's just like his older brother.
Here is the handoff and bunched up in the backfield, but just refuses to go down. They've got a whistle to play dead.
Not allowed to tackle him.
No. I mean, a pretty powerful run there. While we're in the waning seconds of the game, 14 seconds left, we'll see if we can sneak in a few scores. Brockway, 34, Elk County Catholic, 7, Red Bank Valley, 49, Bucktail, 6, St. Mary's, 19, Brookville, 14. All three of those scores are final. Here's third down, and the pass is dropped out of the backfield. Smithport, 28, shuts out Cameron County, 0, final score. Otto Eldred, 28, Cottersport, 22. That one's late in the fourth. Central Clarion County, 33, Ridgeway, 14. That is a final score. Central Clarion County, 33, Ridgeway, 14. Wow, interesting. Interesting. Carn City, 41-12 over Kane. That's a final score. Dubois over Manitow, 51-7. And Clearfield over Trinity, 30-0. And that ends the game for the Owls here in Punxsutawney. 49-21 is your final score in a pretty interesting game. Not any one facet of the game here really to focus on or point a finger to. There are plenty of things that you could talk about, but I'm not even sure where you start. We'll figure it out here during a quick 2 minute break, though, and then come back with an Owls post game show as the Owls fall again to Punxsutawney 49-21. And they'll have to head back to Bradford 0-7 on the season. Still searching for their first win next week when Central Clarion rolls to town, who again just came off a 33-14 win over Ridgeway tonight. So pretty interesting note there as well. We'll be back, a quick break, and then the Owls post-game show to wrap things up with a scoring recap and stats. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, Wilt's Taste of Pizza, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Fox's Pizza Bradford, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Dexter Service & Collision, Team Minard, and Kanjerski Insurance. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and our mobile apps.
you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Owls post-game show here on WESB Sports as the Owls just fell to Punxsutawney 49-21. But, boy, a bit of a messy game. I think I'm past the whole, trying to put a veil over it at this point. I dropped that veil during the fourth quarter, I think, when Pulio was ejected. It was a really weird, kind of a messy, strange game as far as the officiating goes. I mean, I'm assuming some green refs there on the field that, maybe can be some of it can be forgiven just with the experience level or anything like that. But there was some really strange, kind of inexplicable stuff going on out there. But we'll talk about the scoring recap here. As Punxsy comes away with a huge win, their first of the season. They improved to 1-5, and it comes on their homecoming night, so well timed them. Don't want to take anything away from the Punxsutawney Chucks here, as they played really well. Their running game was on point. Bennett was an absolute speed demon here tonight. He had several touchdowns. We'll cover all of them. And their quarterback, Weaver, really directed things out there. He did a great job as well. And their defense came up with a few stops when they needed to. A couple of takeaways, a defensive touchdown when they needed one. So all the credit to the Punxsutawney team, the Chucks here tonight with their first one of the season on homecoming night. Don't want to take anything away from them with the questions that I was posing out there with some of the officiating. But real quick for the scoring recap, the Owls won the opening kickoff. They were set to receive. So Punxsutawney lines up, kicks it off. All night they kind of had done, or most of the night they had done, a bit of a squib kick. This initial kickoff, though, I think an Owls, maybe someone on the receiving team might have got a hand on it. It doesn't go quite as far as they were ready for, and Punxsutawney jumps on top of it, and they end up recovering their own kickoff and instantly march downfield. And Bennett ends that first drive with a 1-yard touchdown run. The extra point is good, and it makes it 7-0. Punxsy leads. Then shortly after that, Punxsy gets the ball back after forcing Bradford to a 4-and-out turnover on downs. And that second drive ends in a Bennett touchdown. This one from 10 yards out, his second of the day. The point after is good, and it's 14-0. Then the Owls score an interception. It was the first passing attempt for Punxsutawney on the night, and the Owls made it count. They get the takeaway, the interception, and on that play, they end up able to get their first down, kind of a sustained drive. They get a couple first downs on that one, and then Elijah Fitton finds Jared Wilmoth on a bit of a screen play. The pass doesn't travel all that far, but Wilmoth takes it 37 yards to the end zone, puts a couple of moves on, and turns on the burners to get to the end zone. The point after is good from Abby Nuzzo, and it makes it 14-7. But before we can get out of the first quarter, the very next kickoff after that first Bradford touchdown is returned 83 yards for a touchdown by Punxsutawney. It's Gonzalez with his first TD of the game, 83-yard kickoff return for Gonzalez. The point after is good, and it makes it 21-7. That's the score we end the first quarter with. We move into the second, and the first play of the second, or the first scoring play rather of the second quarter, is an interception return. So Talon Reese came in for quarterback, replaced Elijah Fitton, and Reese on that first series, he had completed a couple passes and out of the backfield mostly, and he was looking for Fitton on a bit of a wheel route out of the backfield again, but he was overthrown and the Punxsy defender got his hands on it. Of course, when you pick off a pass like that, a screen play or a check down, there's no one to stop that defender after he gets the interception from running into the end zone. And that's exactly what happened. The interception goes for the touchdown, 28-7 in the second quarter. We have Reese again, throws his second INT of the game at about the 44-yard line. And then the Owls get it right back at the Punxsy 32 with a fumble recovery. From that fumble recovery, Dalton Dixon takes a 4-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese. It's a beautiful throw, beautiful catch, and Dalton Dixon gets his first TD of the game. The point after is good. It's 28-14 heading into halftime. We come out of halftime, and the Owls strike first. Fitton with a 48-yard touchdown interception return, and that makes it 28-21, but that would be the last the Owls would find of the end zone. Meanwhile, Punxsutawney scores two more times in the third. Bennett with a 69-yard run for a touchdown makes it 35-21. And a 37-yard touchdown makes it 47-21. And then in the fourth, once Punxsy has marched down again, Weaver with the QB carry, 2 yards for a touchdown. And our final score, 49-21. Punxsy wins. They improve again to 1-5 on the season. Drop the Owls to 0-7. And Cam, our statistician tonight, is going to give us our offensive stats here for the Owls.
Yes, sir. So Talon Reese finished with 17-30, one touchdown, 150 yards pass, and 3 interceptions. Elijah in the first half was 9-17 for one touchdown and 86 yards. For receiving, Mr. Dalton Dixon, Captain America, Chuck Norris, whatever you want to call him, 5 catches, 35 yards, a touchdown. Elijah, when he made the move to receiver, 6 catches, 75 yards. Mr. Wilmoth, 5 catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown. And Little Fitton, Isaiah, 4 catches for 48 yards. Now, rushing the ball, which we haven't really talked about all year, Elijah had 8 carries for 46 yards, and Laktash had 3 carries for 9 yards. And Fitton had the 35-yard interception return for a touchdown.
48-yard.
48-yard, yeah. Yep.
48-yarder. So that brings us to our last two things to do here in the postgame show before we wrap up our Owls football coverage. Cam was going to present us with the collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center at 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, late in the fourth quarter, Ashton Smith kind of broke loose on a blitz, and it was a pitch to the Punxsutawney running back. Broke down, suplexed the Punxsutawney running back. I'm not using that word lightly. Suplexed him over the head. Clean tackle. The refs didn't throw the flag. Nope. Beautiful, beautiful tackle. Good work on Ashton for the Love Toyota collision of the game. 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, it was a very clean tackle. I mean, he just wrapped him up. He got him from behind, wrapped him up, and brought him to the ground. He just happened to pick him up a little bit before he took him to the ground, and it looked exactly like a WWE style German suplex. It was powerful, and we had seen some big hits tonight, but that one was far and away kind of ran away with that collision of the game. We also have to present the Owls Model T MVP of the week. That is sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City, and tonight it's going to go to Elijah Fitton. Now Elijah played all over the place tonight, which isn't that unusual. The first couple weeks of the season, he kind of stuck into that quarterback role. But more recently, he's been coming out, starting at quarterback and then coming out and taking plays out of the backfield, lining up in the slot at wide receiver. And, of course, he's been playing defense all season as well. But, again, this week, Fitton goes 9 of 17 for once for one touchdown and 86 yards as a QB. He goes 8 carries for 46 yards as a runner. He goes 6 catches for 75 yards as a receiver. And as a defender, he has an interception returned 48 yards for a touchdown. So kind of an unbelievable stat line when you just line it all up back to back like that. So an excellent job from Elijah Fitton in the losing effort to post those numbers all in the same game. It's very wild. That is our Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T and in Derek City. Way to go, Elijah Fitton. And to Ashton Smith and to all our Owls players out there fighting again tonight in the 49-21 loss to Punxsy. That again drops the Owls down to 0-7 in the season. Next week, they will be back at Parkway Field hosting Central Clarion, who has been struggling, was struggling earlier in the season, but just came up, we've mentioned it, with a big victory over Ridgeway tonight. Ridgeway, one of the tougher teams in the district. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what that storyline is. We'll dig into it more and talk about it next week, Friday night, with a 7 o'clock kickoff and a 6:45 pregame. And for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. And for my color co-commentary and statistician, Cameron Snodgrass, this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.